InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Patrick Bet-David is on with us in the second hour. Really looking forward to that. Very smart man. Really respect him. Great broadcaster. Just gets more and more successful. Can't wait to talk to him in the second hour about all the big developments around the world from the Patrick Bet-David broadcast. I am beyond 100% sure that they've launched the Podesta plan because they told us they would for martial law, civil war, that they'll sell as a race war. It is not going well for the Democrats, but in the rollout of it, but despite that, they're still going with it. And now I've got CNN, MSNBC, The View, Governor Pritzker of Illinois, just countless clips of them. It's the new talking point. They've already been floating in the last few months, but now it's everywhere. We have clips of it, obviously, but you'd have to be hiding again under a rock to not see it. That, oh, he's deploying troops because he has dementia and is insane, and because he's going to declare martial law and cancel the 2026 midterms, a year and a few months out. Total horse crap. Under the Constitution, if you have governors and mayors that allow total lawlessness, it is not the right, it is the duty, the sworn duty of the president to preserve the republic. And again, it's the Podesta plan. That's why they started cutting the police ahead of when they thought Trump could beat them in 2020, but they were able to steal it. Defund the police, get Antifa, Black Lives Matter cranked up, burn down, you know, billions of dollars of stuff, kill dozens of people, and then hope Trump sends out the troops. That goes back to an Obama plan right before the 2016 election. They tried to get blacks to riot. We got the Antifa documents that are just bombshell. So it's the same plan over and over again, but it's way scaled up now, and it's live. And it's a big deal. So I've got all this other incredible news as well, but I'm going to hit that very judiciously when we come back. I'm not going to spend a whole hour on it like I did yesterday, but there's been big new developments there. Then, obviously, Comey, they snuck him in the back, violated protocol, gave him special treatment. He pled not guilty in Virginia today to all the different crimes he's obviously committed publicly. He's guilty. I mean, he got... I never leaked. Later, I gave it to other people to leak it. Same thing, you know that. It goes on and on. But the big thing is he purged himself to Congress. Huge, huge news on the military front. Russia says if the U.S. gives cruise missiles to bomb Moscow to Ukraine, it'll be taken as a direct act of war by the U.S. Yeah. And Trump's talking about doing it. So, I love what Trump's doing overall, but that's kind of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Trump doing that, if he does it, I mean, he could get us all killed. Very good chance of it. Totally crazy. But that's art of the deal. I know what Trump's doing, saber-rattling. It's still too dangerous. Candace Owens. You know, we pretty much discovered Candace, very smart lady. She has integrity. I disagree with something she says, but I know she's a person of integrity. So when she said 3 weeks ago, I've got text messages that he was breaking with the Israel lobby. They were trying to bully him right before he was killed. I said, I have no doubt that's not, you know, true. And then they called her a liar. The whole corporate, you know, kind of Israel Inc. fake right-wing echo chamber. And then so a few days ago, she released the text messages. And then nobody in all these text messages, prominent people's denying it. Well, now she's got the text messages that the day before Charlie Kirk got killed, he said, I'm afraid I'm about to be killed, and it's implied by Israel. So I told you, if information comes out along those lines, I'll go there. I just didn't see any evidence of it before. Now this comes out, and I think she's telling the truth. It is going to be a big deal and moves the needle way towards Netanyahu. So there you go. We just call balls and strikes.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go. Smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and button, explode into space.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Patrick Bet-David joining us in the second hour. Elijah Schaefer for part two of our debate live, fourth hour. Your phone calls and a lot of other breaking news as it unfolds. I love to preach, and I love to go into great detail on each story, but I cannot do it today. I must cover all of this because each story is incredibly important. Some are amazingly positive. Some are horrifyingly dangerous. It's the quickening. Everything is coming to a head. So please remember, the bad guys want this broadcast off the air so bad because they know we've got their number. You aren't just participants. You're the whole shooting match. When you take action, we win. When you don't take action, dog don't hunt. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, the backup feed at AJN Live. Share the feeds from the Alex Jones channel and the Alex Jones Network. There's several live feeds of the show on Rumble. And tell folks about those local radio stations and TV stations you're listening to and watching. And tell those you share the clips with and the live feeds with to share it. And tell those they give it to share it. That creates the what? The chain reaction. All right. Russia is saying if the United States gives long-range missiles, which Trump's talking about doing, Tomahawks, to Ukraine, and Ukraine says they'll hit Moscow, that they're going to go to full war with us. Kind of a big deal. That's coming up. Then we've got more on Arctic Frost and the illegal spying on the Republican leadership in the House and Senate. Comey pleading not guilty in Virginia. We have the Democrats with their new official talking point that Trump is a dictator, that Trump is going to try to cancel the 2026 midterms, and that Trump wants to bring in martial law, and that Trump's persecuting his political opponents. None of that is true. But we'll go through it all. We also have a man with 200 explosives and leftist manifesto went to a Supreme Court church event honoring conservative Supreme Court justices and tried to reportedly was on the way to blow up the Catholic cathedral. I mean, every few weeks some Catholic church is getting blown up now, or somebody's trying to, or shot up. So there's the party of love right there. These mother effers are crazy, though. Kamala Harris says in a news speech yesterday after calling for a uprising a few days before that. I started thinking about all the violence leftists have engaged in. Shooting Congressman Scalise, trying to kill all the other senators, House members, the Republican, at the baseball field. I mean, it just goes, all the ICE facilities shot up in the last month or so. People killed. Border Patrol killed by Trantifa. I mean, it just goes on and on. And you turn on corporate media, you'd think Republicans and white people and Catholics, they keep singling them out, are just violent, foaming at the mouth because it doesn't even exist. Very bizarre hard on the Democrats have for just Catholics in general now. It's, and I'm not even Catholic. I can just see when somebody's being singled out. It's bizarre because all it's doing is pissing people off. So we have all of that. We have gold continuing to explode to all-time highs, over 4,000. Big developments in the economy. We have Trump getting set to declare the Insurrection Act. But amongst all of this, what I want to hit at the bottom of the hour is Candace Owens. Again, I've known Candace since she exploded on the scene, because we were one of the first to ever get her on. And how she woke up in the leftist cult. And she caught liberals that wanted to control what she was doing with the social media thing she launched. Jussie Smollett-ing her, sending her white supremacist threats and all this, and found out because they messed up and left some of the metadata in there that it was the feminist group that was trying to take over her organization. So that was kind of a wake-up call for Candace. And there she is. That's like 9, 10 years ago, longer. So she has a lot of credibility. She's a very truthful person. I disagree with some of her views and overall solutions she might come up with, but we all disagree. I mean, I'll have one opinion a month ago and kind of change it a month later. But we're about 95% aligned. But on integrity, she's 100. And boy, does she lay the traps for him. She comes out and says, yeah, Charlie was calling me, wanting me out of his events again and all the rest of it. And he was also really concerned about the Israel lobby coming after him. And they said, you're a liar. Charlie didn't like you. Charlie didn't like you. Charlie didn't call you. He didn't text you. And so she let him say that for a few weeks and then released it, the text. And then she said, yeah, he was really upset with the Israel lobby and said he was breaking with them entirely. He wouldn't be bullied by them in the weeks before he was killed. They said, you're a liar. That's not true. So she released those 2 days ago. Now she says she has the proof, and it's text messages, that he feared for his life in the 2 days and the day before he was killed. And predictably, they're already saying it. She's a liar. And she's going to release those. And she's also sent out the dead man switch, just like James O'Keefe did to myself and a few others right before he released the stuff on Prince Andrew, which is dangerous, by the way, proving that he indeed raped the girls and covered it up. People are like, we already know that. How's that daring? Oh, you're going to release the total proof on the King of England's brother? Yeah, that's dangerous. So those of you saying O'Keefe doesn't risk his life and all the stuff he's been through and been arrested and indicted and raided, try putting on his shoes for a while before you sit around and say that he didn't do anything. Man's a champion. But the point is that this is a real dead man switch. She has sent out it to the Tate brothers, Dave Smith, Max Blumenthal, Tucker Carlson, and others. Well, I'm trying to get her on for weeks. I'm a little bummed out she didn't send it to me, because I'd like to stand with her, but we do stand with her. So they're already out saying she's a liar. She's going to release that. Now, this doesn't prove Israel killed him or a lobby around that, because I've seen no evidence. You know, they said his security detail was Israeli. They weren't. It was just the first knee-jerk reaction. I said, you can certainly say Israel's a suspect, but I said, I need to see proof. We need to figure out the ballistics and who really shot him and all that before we then, you know, start saying, okay, you know, motive. I mean, you can always look at motive, but first, with the forensic situation, are they covering it up? What's the ballistics? That's just where I am. I'm not going to just say something because people think it. But when she releases this, she's got it. Make no mistake. Just like she keeps bringing the goods, and she just sets the hook with the worm on it, or puts the mousetrap out with the cheese on it, and they come out and say, you're a liar. And she goes, boom. You're a liar. Boom. You're a liar. Boom. You're a liar. Boom. Bam. So, and she'll let them, you know, for a week or so kind of stew and say she's a liar, and then she'll just release it. And then what she's saying is, you kill me, it doesn't matter, it's coming out. And the word is, he specifically thought Israel was going to kill him. And Michael Savage, first a few months ago, said, Netanyahu needs to go on my show. During the break, he goes, man, I hope Mossad doesn't kill me. Prue saw it. It was on the feed. He didn't say it was off record. It was during the break. So there are a lot of groups that want Charlie killed. He was defeating the Democrats with TPUSA, got over 2.5 million people to vote conservatively for Trump, was moving the needle big time, more than anybody with young people on colleges. So I see them as the motive, and they said, we want Charlie dead. They said, you know, they celebrated when he was dead. He had like 6 Trantifa. Say, Charlie will be dead tomorrow. Then they said, see, we told you. And that was in the town. So, you know, we got Trantifa, the tranny Antifa, running around engaged in all sorts of violence everywhere. So I was like, okay, yeah, I mean, that fits. That'd be the prime suspects. But now, 4 weeks in, it's a month today. I said, if I start seeing evidence of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu is fully capable of it. That's Mr. 9/11 right there with the neocons. Mr. Standout October 7th. I said, I'll go there. I don't think that this is, when this comes out, is the proof Israel did it. But it moves the needle over there. And I don't have to say, oh, I apologize, I was wrong, because I never said that. I said, I start seeing some evidence of that, then I'll go there. And I start seeing the evidence of that, well, we then start to go there. I mean, that's why even Nick Fuentes, no big pal of Netanyahu, was like, I can't just say the security guard next to him shoots him under the arm. Turns out that was a cell phone. Or a guy with a water bottle shoots him from behind. No. We can't just every theory say that's it and just Israel pops up out of a trap door or whatever. Or disappears and appears in a green column of smoke like the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz. But it's not looking good. And she released these text messages and he thinks Israel's going to kill him. Well, we got to listen to the dead man. Some of his last concerns. I guess she disappears in red smoke. She melts into green smoke. That's right. I got it backwards. Be a radio listener when they've got the witch on TV there. So, I said I'd cover it at the bottom of the hour. I'm kind of already covering it now. Oh, boy. So when I get to all the clips, we'll just put what I just said on that later when we upload it to X and Rumble and everywhere else. Let me do this real briefly, and then I'm going to hit the martial law, new talking point, Trump's going to cancel the election, then I'm going to finish up and get into the real meat potatoes on the Candace Owens thing I just talked about. Let me give you an update on this. The receiver appointed by the state court with the agreement of the Democrat Party lawfare fundraising PR firm consortium known as the Sandy Hook Families, was here for a couple hours yesterday, and they were just very stone-faced, very robotic, like talking to, you know, a brick wall. They toured the facility, all the rest of it. But they said, well, there's a stay at the state appellate court, and if that gets lifted, it'll take us a few weeks to get the ducks in a row. So they said, if the stay gets lifted tomorrow, we could be here in 2 weeks closing it, or if it gets lifted, you know, in a month, you know. I said, okay, well, you've got your court order. I appreciate you not just sending the sheriffs in. And he said, well, obviously we want to go over all the assets, all the rest of the stuff. So they went around documenting everything. It's already been done by the federal court, but the U.S. trustee in that case did not ever want to sell it because the families, the Democrats, want it shut down. They're on record. And so we'll see how the state operates. So, I mean, we could be shut down next week. I'm not going to say these guys are liars, but you just never know what the truth is. And from the previous people with the Justice Department, with the U.S. trustees, the bankruptcy, nothing but lies. So, but I'm not going to accuse these people of being bad without evidence. So we're just here. And, you know, there's Houston Chronicle. Sale of Alex Jones Info is in limbo because bankruptcy trustee hasn't found a buyer. That's not true. And now he's abandoned it. He's made the, so the state can grab it. I love it. They refused to sell it to the company that was going to pay them at the end four times what Bloomberg and The Onion were going to pay. They had a fake auction. Remember all that? The judge ruled it was fake. But, they can't get a buyer. No, they won't sell it to anybody. They'll keep it open, and admitted that in depositions and in court filings. We've already covered it. I'm not going to spend much more time on this. So it's very simple. The second U.S. trustee, Justice Department, the judge fired the first. And the judge has told him, I want you to resign repeatedly, but he doesn't do it. So for whatever reason, Lopez didn't fire this one. Lopez took it away from him last week and said, you're done. Mr. Jones is in control now. You need to abandon the assets. But all that means is the state court already has the judgment and the rest of it, so it can come in. So it's just all they're doing is clearing the way for that. So that's why I'm not somebody that gives up. I'm just admitting the facts here that's what this is. On Friday, there's three hurdles you got to pass the Supreme Court to get heard by the Supreme Court. We passed the first two. We're at the U.S. Supreme Court on the fake Connecticut case where I was found guilty by the judge and didn't say the things they said I did. They used pleadings that were quotes out of newspapers as if they were real. Then the judge found me guilty. Then they used fake quotes to, you know, tell the jury that I was already guilty. Just insane. And so it's at the third level. The actual Supreme Court itself, justices review it Friday. I don't know if they're going to accept the case. They could put it on hold and say, we want to look at it again later, or they could just accept it, or they could throw it out. I tend to think just like 1 out of 1,000, usually they're going to throw it out, but it's already gone through a few of the hurdles. So now I'd say it's 1 chance out of 10, but why? It's okay. We've put up our fight. We've told the truth. The Democrats are guilty in the court of public opinion. People saw the fake auction and then trying to raid us with security guards without court orders and all the other crazy crap they said and did. The vast majority of the public knows the truth about them. We have incredible civil lawsuits against them for abuse of process, everything else. I mean, it's devastating. We have devastating cards. We haven't even played yet. Stuff as bad as you think you know, nothing. And that's going to be implemented very soon. So as long as you support us with your word of mouth and your prayer, and as long as you support the Alex Jones Network that I don't own and the backup systems and even bigger studios that Big League's building here in Austin, I don't own that. And I can be an employee and I can work there and they can try to harass me and stuff, but I really don't care about money. And, you know, my house is exempt. My car is exempt. I don't care. I'm not a high roller, never have been. Most of the money I ever made, I spent on legal bills battling these people. This wasn't my first rodeo. So to me, all this harassment is just the cost of fighting tyranny. I'm ready to be put in prison or die for this. I don't want to be, but I mean, I'm fully committed. So this is kind of lightweight stuff so far. It's been hard for my family, hard for the crew and stuff like that. People ask, how do you handle it? How do you deal with all of this, the system rigged against you? I'm like, we know it's rigged. It's evil. It's why we're trying to peacefully, legally, lawfully, constitutionally remove it by educating the public so they can get engaged and vote correctly and be civically involved and stop these people. And we've moved the needle more than anybody in modern Western history. Bad guys recognize it. That's myself, the crew, the guests, the films, the reports, the listeners, everything. This operation is recognized as dealing the globalists grievous blows. Now, a grievous blow is right one degree away from a death blow, like a head completely cut off to death blow. Grievous says we stabbed them in the heart, stabbed them in the liver, cut their arm off, cut one of their legs off, they're flopping around bleeding out, politically, nonviolently. That's the analogy. So, grievous, and they're just flailing around right now, trying to claw us into their political grave with them. But instead, all they've given us is wings, a jetpack to fly off above them. But you've got to go through the whole fight, and you got to draw it out and let all their corruption be seen and make it be a spectacle. So a lie goes halfway around the world before truth puts its pants on. As Mark Twain said, it's true. But in the end, if a man's in the right and keeps on a coming, nothing can stop him, to paraphrase the founder of the Texas Rangers. Quote the Texas Rangers founder, quote, the full quote, founder of the Texas Rangers, quote, about a man in the right who keeps on a coming. Texas Ranger, quote, a man in the right keeps on a coming. So see, there's 9 innings in this, sweetie. And you were winning the first 3 or 4, then you started losing. And now we're not tied, we're way ahead going into the 9th inning. You're down like 4 home runs, sweetheart, in the 9th. And I'm at base. Trump's at base. And at the plate. So you can see how this is going, as long as we're just cool cucumbers and just keep walking the line. The end of your rule is at hand, it is, to quote Yoda. And not soon enough. So, that's the bottom line. Oh, by the way, I told you Patrick McDavid and a bunch of other big guests are coming on today, but I want to just cover this. Last stand super sale. Today is the last day to get ultramethylene blue, buy one, get one free, to get the incredible Shilajit and the Irish Sea Moss gummies. That it's not a sexy name, but it's incredible. 90-plus vitamins and minerals, many of them what you call trace, natural peptides, the very best organic-based form of iodine. You want to supercharge everything in your body, your life, your health, your libido, your stamina. Irish Sea Moss is just so amazing. So is the Shilajit, a whole different system, but goes with it so well. We have the very best methylene blue. You can buy one, get one free, ends today, and get 20% off store-wide, not just on those items, but on those items as well, but everything else, the apparel, the other supplements, everything. And if you have the app, which has the shopping cart on it, the exact same shopping cart, if you buy through the app, alexjonesapp.com, only available on Apple right now, number one in news, it'll be on Android in the next few weeks, sometime next week, additional 20% off. So when you're getting the buy one, get one free and 20% off and additional 20% off, that's a loss leader. We're losing, our sponsors losing money on those, but we know it's so good, you're going to love it. 80%+ reorders on the Ultra Methylene Blue, the very best. And if you don't know about it, read what RFK Jr. talks about it, what it does. It is just the game changer. You need to experience it for yourself. This is your chance for sitting on the fence to support the broadcast and get this incredible product. But today is the last day of the last stand super sale, thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying any products, become a VIP. $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting and we don't want it. But yeah, it's happening. But they don't own thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, go now to alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that, bang on the head. You realize, man, Matthew. It's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesshow.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesshow.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesshow.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Tell us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul.
And the big question is, are you giving your soul to God or to the New World Order and its system? And we are certainly inside of it right now. All right. Let me hit the Russia thing, and then I'm going to get into the big martial law news and what the Democrats are planning and have already rolled out. This is big developments have broken out on this. But first, so Trump's been talking about giving more long-range attack-ems that don't just go 300 miles but go up to 500 to 1,000. He's been talking about giving Ukraine, which is a NATO proxy, Tomahawk cruise missiles. Well, now he's come out and announced that he's decided to send Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. The deliveries will be funded by European NATO nations. But Russia has said any long-range weapons will be considered acts of war by NATO or the U.S. And Russia has come out and issued very strong threats. The question to all of you out there, especially anybody that's been in the military or been in missile command or missile defense systems, will tell you, the United States would never put up with this. And the West has started all this and encircled Russia. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. But this is such an escalation on the threat escalation ladder. And that's exactly where all this leads. So we had Biden 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, saying we can't send Abrams tanks and F-16s. That escalates into World War III. And now here we are, cruise missiles that will go thousands of miles. We already had the CIA help smuggle in with NATO and Ukraine all those drones to attack up to 4,000 miles into Russia and blow up their nuclear bombers. And now the CIA released documents today. The truth's coming out. Russian President, Special Envoy Biden provoked the war in Ukraine to cover up his family's corruption. That's absolutely true. So did Boris Johnson. That all broke today from the CIA. I've got those documents here. But you see, now what the globalists created, they've now handed to Trump. And because NATO and Zelensky won't negotiate, Russia won't go with the deals they've offered, Trump's like, okay, well, then we'll just go to full war. Remember he said 2 weeks ago, well, Zelensky, looks like you can win the war, maybe even take land in Russia, not just all the land that was taken by Russia. And so good luck to NATO and good luck to you. We'll sell you the weapons. If Russia sold cruise missiles to Mexico and they started bombing D.C. with it, or, you know, Houston, what in the hell would we do? Well, the Russians have said what they're going to do. But first, here's a clip of Trump saying this stuff out loud.
Yeah, I've sort of made a decision, pretty much, if you consider. Yeah, I think I want to find out what they're doing with them.
Yes.
You know, where are they sending them, I guess? I'd have to ask that question.
So the media ran with he's authorized it, but play that again. It sounds like, oh, I'm considering it. Yeah, I don't know what NATO will do with them. Oh, like, it's like handing a five-year-old a loaded gun. I'm not sure what you're going to do with this, Billy, but, you know, you just have fun with. Here, give me a little, I'm going to give you a loaded sawed-off shotgun with the safety off. Not quite sure what Billy's going to do with it. Here, I'm just going to put this rattlesnake in your bed. I'm not quite sure what it's going to do. Just going to plant this claymore by your front door and string a wire across it so when you step across it, it kills you. Yeah, I don't like what Trump's doing here. But it's all this bravado. Well, sir, you've got to do something. You know, the Russians aren't. So here we go. Whose backyard are we in? Whose back porch are we on? Hell, whose front porch are we on? And now we're going to bomb the house itself. Russia warns Trump against selling Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine. Russia's warnings grow more stark as Trump considers new missiles for Ukraine. Well, he just basically said he is. Top Russian foreign ministry official cautioned President Trump's administration today against giving Ukraine access to long-range Tomahawk missiles that could hit targets deep within Russia in the latest in a series of warnings, suggesting a degree of unease in Moscow. Think so? Deputy Foreign Minister also declared that the boost towards resolving the conflict in Ukraine provided by Trump's August meeting with Putin in Alaska had been largely exhausted in the last few days. And Russia went on to say that it is seen as an act of war if we supply long-range weapons and bomb inside Moscow, and that Moscow will then treat any country supplying them as an enemy and may strike targets inside those countries. And then we are off to full, absolute war. Top secret U.S. spy jet spotted circling Russia amid mounting World War III fears. U.S. Air Force Justice jet designed to collect intelligence of enemy radar systems was spotted making circles over Russia following rising tensions with Moscow. Flight tracking data shows a RC-135U combat sent taking off from England early Tuesday, flying over the Baltic states and looping around Kaliningrad, the Russian enclave between Poland and Lithuania, before returning to the UK. Not good. Not good at all. Okay. Yeah, Trump says he sort of made a decision on supplying Tomahawk missiles. He just wants to know exactly what Europe's going to do with them. Well, what do you think they're going to do? Trump, you put out a post on Truth Social almost 2 weeks ago saying, oh, you're going to win, Zelensky, and NATO needs to be involved heavily, and you can take back all your territory and maybe even more, meaning Russia. What? Terrible. Absolutely horrible. And that horrifies me because I love most of what Trump's doing. We need him to succeed, but this ain't how you get peace prizes, bro. But who cares about the peace prize? How about the prize of not destroying all life on the surface of this planet? So listeners need to put pressure with phone calls, emails, rallies, events on your congresspeople, on your governors, military families, veterans. Everybody that has contacts in the administration needs to be saying, look, do not give long-range weapons to Ukraine. This is an insane escalation that Biden wouldn't even do. Stop it. What in the hell are you thinking? So, this is so surreal, I don't even know what to say at this point. Most importantly, pray that the Holy Spirit intervene and talk some sense into President Trump. Pray for President Trump to be of sound mind. I don't think he has dementia. I don't think he's insane like the Democrats are saying. I don't see that in any of his other policies. But I'll tell you, this moves the needle towards him going a little cuckoo. I don't see any evidence of it anywhere else. I see very sound mind, great decisions, great policy. But on this, you're crazy enough to put us into nuclear war. That's a deal breaker anywhere. So this is not what you ran on. So I am extremely uneased. I'm extremely disturbed over this. I am very saddened. And let's just hope it's art of the deal saber rattling. But Trump always tends to do what he says he's going to do. So, this is nauseating. All right, let's stop there. We'll revisit that as more unfolds. Now, the new talking point, I mean, you've already heard it. Trump's a dictator. Trump's a king. Trump's going to, you know, cancel the election. Trump's going to have martial law. But now it's reached a crescendo. And you got The View and CNN and all the corporate media and Pritzker and AOC and all of them. Trump is going to cancel the 2026 midterms. Really, the poll numbers show Republican victory, big time. And then Pritzker saying, well, Trump has dementia. He's obsessed with blue cities and crime that doesn't exist. Everything's fine here. You've seen the quotes. He just repeats the same thing over and over again. Do you have any idea how dangerous Chicago is? And federal agents doing their job are being shot at, rammed, killed, facilities shot up on a weekly basis, multiple rammings a day in Chicago, the police standing down. So when the local authorities stand down and law and order is broken and federal constitutional duties are blocked and federal agents are in danger, it's in the Constitution that the president can and should declare the Insurrection Act. Now, he's got the authority to do it outside of that, but once he does that, it's all cut and dry. Doesn't matter what these Article III courts that aren't co-equal, only the Supreme Court is, do. Plus, Trump's been winning all the court cases and, you know, speed humps and roadblocks they've been putting up. But Noam, spectacular video coming up after we play these, going into Portland to the police chief and mayor and saying, listen, to their face. You let citizens get beat up and then you arrest them because they get beat up, Nick Sordor. You are allowing attacks on ICE facilities and agents, and then you've got Democrat judges blocking Trump sending just a few hundred troops in. I mean, if Trump said, I'm going into Portland and seizing the city offices and I'm taking over the telecommunications, I'd say, all right, that's martial law. That's not what this is. the Democrats under Clinton and then Obama were training to do that. We got the internal files and reports and because the military gave it to us. They were training for gun confiscation. That's not what Trump's doing. It's when those federal offices, courthouses, ICE facilities, FBI, federal marshals say, we're under attack. We can't do our duty. We need help. Then they call the cavalry. And under the law, what is the cavalry? It's the National Guard. And Noam told them, even if you're successful blocking the guard, which there won't be long term, they just put up red tape. She said, we'll just send in more federal officers. They could very quickly, out of pools of veterans that have great active duty records, you know, a lot of people are out of the military about 35, even 60, even the older folks, wisdom-wise, are great, 65, 70. Just deputize, put the thing out, $50,000 bonuses. You'll have millions of veterans to choose from, hundreds of thousands to choose from those, and they can raise an army of defense in a month. So it's time for the president to launch an emergency program and to have people apply online with their military record, their file, very quickly get them in, very quickly organize them, and put the older folks in intel and supply and operations directives and the younger people right into riot control, get people that have intelligence background and intelligence units. You gotta stand this thing up now ahead of the Democrats burning the country down and the martial law plan. My problem with Trump's plan of 400 to Chicago and 200 here, whatever, that's nothing with what we're about to face. That's not strong enough. Gosh, you're the anti-police state guy. Now you're calling for the storm. That's not what this is. This is the Democrats, the deep state, literally fomenting insurrection. They think they're going to win. It's the Podesta plan. You've got to robustly, defensively be prepared for that. You don't have these federal buildings out on some offense. They're getting set on fire. They're getting shot up. You'll have two ICE agents by themselves grabbing hardened illegal alien criminals with long rap sheets and being attacked by mobs and running in fear. I see videos every day. They shouldn't be out two ICE agents by themselves. They should be in teams of at least 20. Especially if the local police are standing down. These are feds in constitutional duty, in really a heroic position of danger, being totally demonized, shot at, killed, attacked, rammed, firebombed, bottles upside the head. And my criticism of Trump is he's not taking this seriously enough, because Trump will admit this. He's not a military expert. He's not a crowd control expert. I've not been in the military. I've not done this stuff, but military comes on. They go, God, you know everything about this. Yeah. This is what I study, because I've been studying the Democrats planning it forever with their plan and talking to all the experts. And so that's how I can have the callers in that have been on nuclear submarines. They go, yeah, you know all about it, or you know all about this, you know about that daughter, because I study doctrine, folks, what I do. Okay? And we are almost in a flat-footed position right now. 10,000 federal agents, it was 5,000 6 months ago, they got 10,000 now to try to round up 20-plus million illegals that came here just under Biden? Millions of them hardcore criminals? You think we're the Goliath? No. They're the Goliath. And we got a problem. So let's play Pritzker and then The View, just a small sampling of their talking point that with no evidence. Remember, you're not allowed to question an election. You should go to jail if you question an election. But then now the Democrats say Trump is going to cancel the next election with no evidence. Talk about incendiary. And then Trump said, for what Pritzker's done standing down when federal agents are under attack, he's aiding and abetting him, dereliction of duty, he should be charged. Well, Abraham Lincoln would have. And Pritzker goes, you're at the police state. You want to arrest your political opposition. You're the ones arresting and indicting your political opposition for fake made-up stuff. What you've done is criminal, Pritzker, and your whole stinking, demonic, transgender cult leadership family. And saying, rise up against ICE and resist them with the mayor. You called for this in a position of authority. You're the racketeer. You're the person. So play Pritzker, play The View. Let's play them back to back and then play clip one, Trump chief of staff, explaining this very simply to people. And then that's why Noam is in Portland and other cities saying, listen, when citizens are getting beaten up, protect them. Don't arrest them. Literally, Nick Sorter is attacked, beat up, knocked down, he gets arrested. You have the police that are literally leftists in Portland jacking off during interviews. If you just tuned in, it doesn't sound real. I know it doesn't sound real. They have community police that have arrest power that are like literal. Remember the guy, the bald-headed guy that steals everybody's designer dresses? It was over the nuclear waste. And the guy over HHS that, you know, is a Satan master or whatever. I mean, let's not show. We already showed it yesterday, but the clip's out there. He starts literally getting an erection, stroking his penis on television while describing how much they love Antifa, the reporter. So these are the people that come arrest you when you get attacked. And then they're going to attack federal agents and no one will help them. They're under siege. And all they're saying is you have to do your job. There's like 2 million police in the U.S. and sheriff deputies or more. And there's maybe 100,000 federal agents of all the agencies. So 100,000 versus 2 million. No, it's your job. And then when you don't do your job under the state law and federal law, if a mayor does this, the governor can come in and shut him down. The problem is that the governor is just as bad as the mayor. So because you don't have the governor doing his job, the president has to. That's how the federal system works. It's called the federalist system, the balance of power, the separation of power. The federalist system doesn't mean the feds are in charge. It means if the feds are out of control, the states have a system to bring them under control. If the states are out of control or cities, the feds have a system. It's called balance of power, checks and balances. It's Thomas Jefferson, the genius. The best system in the world, hands down. And it's under attack. And if you think things ain't perfect now, we lose our republic, baby. We're in a world of hurt with globalist commies running things. New lockdowns, new force injections. You think stuff's bad now? You're going to look back on these days as heaven on earth. All right, start going to the clubs. Here it is.
At them, but they think they can get people used to the idea. And next year, I fear that what they're going to do is deploy these folks eventually to polling places and say they're protecting the vote. Donald Trump knows that without shenanigans and without these breaches of the Constitution, he's going to lose the Congress. And if he loses, he's going to immediately in the aftermath of the election do what he said he might do in 2020, which is use the military to confiscate the ballot boxes and count the votes, claiming that there's fraud. Remember, he's called up all 50 states' election data to the Department of Justice because they want to review all 50 states for fraud. And they won't tell you exactly what they're going to do, but I fear that these are all connected. And this militarization, even without National Guard or military troops on the ground, you're seeing ICE act like a militaristic organization. You're seeing CBP act like it. One more thing.
There is crime in American cities, but the way to deal with it is get the funding that you need for police, get the training that you need, and work with local officials.
This is a pretext to stop the next election. That's what I think it is.
I would say it might also be a distraction from the hearing that's going on right now about the Epstein files.
Right.
Some things have come up, and AG Pam Bondi was dodging questions and attacking back. Do you not think maybe the whole civil unrest storyline is maybe overblown?
I think that Donald Trump also sees American troops in U.S. cities as a sign of strength. I think most Americans don't. I think they see it as like societal breakdown.
If a Democratic president someday calls the National Guard to a red state over what they see as open rebellion, but is what amounts to a demonstration that gets rowdy. I mean, is that not a fear?
They're posting pictures of their kids because it's a demonstration. And they have a sniper on top of a building. firing a high caliber rifle at a nice facility because it's a demonstration, and they are engaging in vehicle ramming
attacks. But the National Guard isn't being sent to Texas.
Because it's a
demonstration. The National Guard isn't being sent to Dallas where that sniper was.
Because the Dallas Police Department and the governor of Texas, well, you walked right into that one, have responded to every call for assistance and help. They gave a stand-down order in Chicago, and they gave a stand-down order in Portland. Do you realize that there's 11,000 federal law enforcement officers in Oregon? That's larger than the size of the FBI. Local and state police are resourced to deal with this kind of riotous assembly, but they have refused. They've been given a stand-down order. So
they've arrested some 70 people since June.
Troops,
they've been arresting folks on the ground. They've been arresting folks on the ground. They refute what you're saying outright.
We literally have the 911 audio of the stand-down order in Chicago, and we have documented inside of DHS every single unresponded to 911 call over the recent weeks and months.
And Kristi Noem went to Portland and said, do your job, and now they're suing the city. They let Antifa beat you up. They let them attack ICE facilities and federal courthouses. Remember, they burned, set them on fire before. This is crazy. This is the left. They know what they're doing. The Democrat Party funds this with Soros. Then the Democrat judges, when they get arrested, when they do get arrested, let them out. They just gave the guy a few years that tried to kill Kavanaugh. Now they got another guy with bombs trying to blow up the justices at a Catholic meeting, at a church. Here's a DHS head, Noem, who's very impressive in what she's been doing, arriving and then getting in their faces. I play clip 5. Of the mayor and police chief saying, do your damn job. Here it is.
I'm going to give this to somebody.
Yeah.
I didn't
think I met with him and also the superintendent of the state police. I told them what we wanted. We wanted more security here at the building, a bigger buffer zone to keep our officers safe. We wanted to have their streets opened up again and not let the anarchists run this city anymore, that we would ask them to continue to back us up like we've been asking for instead of what they've been doing the last several months, which is just leaving our officers hang out to dry. The chief asked if I wanted to meet with the mayor, and I said, absolutely. Came back and just met with the mayor, and I'm so extremely disappointed. He's continuing to play politics, did not commit to any of those promises, and said that he'd give me an answer by tomorrow, and I'm hopeful that he will. What I told him is that if he did not follow through on some of these security measures for our officers, we were going to cover him up with more federal resources, and that we were going to send 4 times the amount of federal officers here so that the people of Portland could have some safety. They could have some security. Today, Jesse, we went and got a sex offender off the streets here in Portland that had been violating minors.
That's coming up. Patrick Bet-David as well. Everybody, you know, tune in now. And remember, today's the last day to get the free model. When you buy one, get one free. And 50% off on top of that for ultramethylene blue. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X, and is racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us, 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free. Right there, alexjonesapp.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're gonna fight for the rights, but the war with the bodies of the dead, and you saved. Make the world scared. Come on, show me a sign of victory.
Globalists right now, and he needs our prayers. Pastor McDavid's coming up in the next segment, talking about all the big issues and developments that are unfolding. Then I'm going to put the phones up and cover other news in the third hour, and then Elijah Schaefer for part two. He's had technical difficulties first time he's going to be on a few days ago, so I wanted to have a real debate with him. So that's coming up. But first, here's Noam right there confronting a child predator in Portland. All right. So let's just stop for a minute. Let's relax. Take a moment. Yeah, we got a system crash. That happens with the computer sometimes. So we'll figure that out. But I tell you, then you see Pam Bondi, as big a critic as I am of not enough action and indictments, certainly in the congressional testimony that we just saw yesterday, really powerful. All of that is coming up as well. Only happens about once every couple of months. We had like $500,000 broadcast computers. They don't crash. But we got like $60,000 broadcast computers. So they crash. That happens. Not a big deal. All part of the, you know, fun of a live transmission. Let's just play clip 8. We won't have time to get to clip 7, but in post, when we post this to X later in Rumble, we'll add clip 7 as well. Here's part of what happened.
Let you out?
Yeah.
No, not let you out. You're under arrest. You're under arrest. Are you here in the United States illegally?
Estás aquí legalmente. Tiene papeles para estar aquí.
That's a criminal charge in this country, to be here illegally.
Sí o no? Tiene papeles?
Is that your brother? Yes? Yeah. Yes? What's his name?
My brother?
Yes.
Esteban? Okay. Esteban.
Yeah.
Esteban.
Okay. You waited until we detained you. So now you will be removed from this country and never give you a chance to come back.
I should say it for 12 hours.
Do you have family here besides your brother?
Familia aquí.
Okay. All right. Okay. We'll talk to him.
And the next really powerful clip, we don't have time to play the whole thing, but let's go to clip 7. Illegal capture by ICE, reportedly a pedophile, begs Kristi Noem to let him go, but she doesn't. Here it is.
Hello. Hello. I'm Kristi. I wanted to ask you a few questions. How long have you been in the United States? You don't know? No English?
¿Cuántos años tienes en los Estados Unidos? Siete años.
How many times have you come in and I've gone out of the country illegally?
¿Cuántas veces has entrado en los Estados Unidos y te regresas desde México?
Five times?
7 years.
You've been here 7 years? When's the last time you went back to Mexico?
And you're is he convicted sex offender here?
Sí.
No?
¿Tienes cargos?
Here in Portland?
¿De qué?
What was your crime in this country?
¿Qué fue?
A minor?
Okay.
You also know it's a crime to be here illegally, and you will be prosecuted for it, correct?
We need more of this, them actually showing you what they're fighting. This is Information War. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app because it's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
Either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Informative Patrick Bet David joins us here in just a few minutes. But before we get him on and go to him, I talked about this some of the first hour, but I want to actually play the clips. I've known Candace Owens since she got politically involved and showed up on the scene. We basically discovered her. I think she has a lot of integrity. I don't agree with every political view she has. But that said, when Charlie got killed, she came out and said, Charlie called me and wanted me back on the road with him. He called me and said that too, right around that time. And he also thanked me for exposing the Epstein thing and thought I was putting good pressure on the White House not to cover it up. That was a few weeks before he got killed. We had several phone calls. And they came out and said, Candace Owens is making it up. Candace Owens was not friends with Charlie anymore. And, well, she's released the text messages. Then she came out a few weeks ago, or just about a week ago, and said, he was breaking with the Israel lobby completely and done with them and was tired of their bullying and tired of the donors and was going to make a public break. and say, I'm America first, I'm not involved in Israel, I'm done. My mission is saving America. And they said she was lying. And then a few days ago, she released those text messages. We'll play those again. Covered them a few days ago. Now she came out last night and said Charlie was fearing for his life and thought he would be assassinated days before. And then she's waiting for them to say she's a liar, which they're now doing. And then she's going to release that. And then she sent the dead man switch out to key people like Tucker Carlson, the Tate brothers, Dave Smith, Max Blumenthal, and others. So let's play her talking about the dead man switch. Then the new stuff she talked about as well last night about Charlie fearing for his life and assassination. Then I want to play again, though, her being vindicated with the text messages that he was angry with the Israel lobby trying to control him. She's also released some messages that she wanted, that he wanted her on the road with her. And, of course, they were still close friends. So this is totally blown up in the face of the people trying to do this. I'm not saying Israel killed Kirk. I haven't seen the total evidence of that. I'm not saying they did. But this adds to that whole discussion. And so it moves the needle more towards that area. I'm not saying we have the evidence. I'm just saying now there's some evidence. But a lot of people wanted Charlie dead, mainly the Democrats. So here's the clips back to back.
I went ahead this week and sent around a life insurance policy of sorts, a package rather, to people that I trust, a package filled with text messages, emails, private communications, videos, and private legal documents. So if anything happens to me, you guys will know exactly who it is that has been making my life a living hell over the past couple of years. People that are trying to bankrupt me, trying to bankrupt me and my family, that are threatening us, to sue us. Everything that Kanye said was so real. Okay. I'm now at that point where you look back and you go, man, Kanye was right. He was really saying something about what it takes to leave, you know, to fight for custody of your own soul. Just leave me alone. Let me say what I believe and you say what you believe. Fight fair. Why do you always have to make this threat to bankrupt people? And I want you to know that those people, if anything happens to me, they have my explicit permission to release it all, detonate it all, expose all of these people in politics and in the movement who behave like this behind the scenes. It's necessary. And I highly recommend every single person that is out there, that has a platform and is going through things and scared, do the same. Send everything around to about 8 people that you trust. And I mean, I've arranged it. I sent it to journalists, text messages and screenshots to people ranging from Max Blumenthal to Andrew Tate. They won't know where it's coming from. 3 people told me off record. 2 people who have this in a written communication from Charlie. One who is a Turning Point USA donor, and I would say very much one of the white knights in this. The very day before Charlie Kirk died, he expressed that he thought he was going to be killed. He told these people, I think they're going to kill me. Okay. He did not express that to me. So I am telling you this based off the testimony of 3 people. And I am saying this because I hope that these people who I think are good will be inspired to come forward with that. Again, those conversations I had were off record. I honor that. If I say it's off record, it stays off record. But I'm hoping that watching what I am doing and feeling the energy that is rising across the world for people who want to know what the heck happened on 9/10, that, you know, they will be brave and they will say, yeah, Charlie did the day before he died think that he was going to be killed, and maybe tell us, who is they? Well, for once and for all, who is they? Who is the they that he thought were going to kill him? Now to answer, and others knew that Charlie was done with Israel bullying him, and I am now going to present you proof of what I am saying. This is an actual group chat, which happened 2 days before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. There were 9 people in total on this chat, including Charlie and Rob McCoy. I'm going to protect the names of the other 7 for now. To be clear, I might actually release a name every day this week, but I want to show you this because suffice it to say, Rob McCoy was on this text thread, and I think it helps contextualize him as a person, in my view, that he would attack me for telling the truth about the pressure that he was facing. Take a look. So Charlie writes in this group chat, just lost another huge Jewish donor, $2 million a year, because we won't cancel Tucker. I'm thinking of inviting Candace. Somebody writes, ugh. Charlie writes, Jewish donors play into all of the stereotypes. I cannot and will not be bullied like this, leaving me no choice but to leave the pro-Israel cause. And somebody writes, a donor writes, please do not invite Candace. That might feel good short term, but it's not good long term. In my opinion, like all groups, you're going to get a wide variety of opinions. That nasty free will thing that God bestowed on us makes life frustrating at times after the dust settles a bit, maybe. So again, this is 48 hours before Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He was very clear and he was very explicit and he did not back down, not in that Hamptons meeting, which they're all lying about, nor in this text thread. I'm not going to reveal the names of the other seven. Actually, you know what? I disagree with myself 4 seconds ago. Let's just throw in Josh Hammer for funsies. He's on this chat. Okay. So what are we to make of that? Okay. Now that I'm showing you this and showing to you that the conversations were real, I want you to reflect. And it took me a lot of patience to allow the lies that were being woven and the misrepresentations of people that were pretending that I was just, high on lying about Charlie and the pressure he was under, the attacks that not just me, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly faced for trying to stand up and tell the truth about what Charlie was actually going through. Why are you hearing it though from me and Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly? Is that weird? You got people that are hosting a show. Have they in like one honorable thing come out and said like, you know what? F a couple of these donors who made his life a living hell in the last couple of weeks. Why haven't they done that? There's also a rabbi in that chat. Like, why hasn't anybody made that move to at least say, to vindicate what I have been saying about what he was going through? That registers to me as very suspicious. I'm going to frankly say that it's suspicious to me. It makes me think that in the same way that Charlie was being pressured by money, that you might be now run by that same money, that those same donors might be running you to correct the ship, and to focus yourselves on eulogizing Charlie as something and someone that never once flinched, never once for a single second doubted the Israeli cause.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I've been on his broadcast a few times, knowing him, I guess, 8 years or so. He's always been popular, but he's now, I'd say, in the top five independent broadcasters in the world. And all the independents are bigger than all the corporate media combined, which is a statement to the collapse of the establishment. And he's with us a little bit the next hour. I really appreciate Patrick McDavid coming on the broadcast. I'm not just somebody who's been on a show, and we've had our heated discussions and debates, but I'm also a fan. I watch large portions of the show almost every day. So I appreciate him joining us. He's got Valuetainment and so much more, reaching billions of views every quarter. And so I always feel good knowing there's a lot of just surging, growing exponentially independent media. If you watch the growth curve of Valuetainment, which I've watched, it just goes up, 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 up. And the corporate media goes down, 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 down. So he's just like me. I'm about to go on a show. What do you want to talk about? Hey, whatever you want to talk about. So I said, hey, send some points you want to get to. Hey, whatever you want to talk about. So I've got dozens of incredibly important things to hit. Trump saying, okay, yeah, I'm probably going to give cruise missiles to Ukraine, and Russia says that'll be war. And we've got the Democrats claiming Trump's about to have martial law and cancel the elections with no proof as they promote insurrection. And we've got all of this stuff with the FBI and the DOJ illegally spying on the Republican leadership with Jack Smith and Comey indicted. And it just goes on and on. There is so much to talk about. And then crazy stuff. Trump talking about pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted child trafficker, and then maybe P. Diddy. Look, I love Trump. I mean, I'm glad we don't have Kamala Harris, but I'm not in a cult. I'm going to, when he's doing good, I'm going to promote it. When he's doing bad, I'm going to speak out against. The left always picks that up and says, Jones is turning against Trump again. No, I haven't. But I got to tell you, it's moving the needle from 95% support to 90, and If it keeps dropping, I don't know what I'm going to do. So, Patrick McDavid, so good to have you here with us. People can find you on X at Patrick BetDavid, and obviously Valuetainment, or just it's impossible not to see you out there.
Your audio is no longer feeding to Patrick.
And they just told me our audio is no longer going to Patrick, so we're having some type of technical thing. Patrick, can you hear me? Been having a lot of weird stuff going on lately here. So we're going to be working on that and then maybe reconnecting with Patrick. Let's just go ahead and do that. Classic stuff. When it rains, it pours. We won't have a technical difficulty for like 2 months straight. And then one day we'll have like, you know, five or six of these things will happen. So we're going to go right back to him as soon as we're able to reconnect. And we can also talk about gold rallying over $4,000 an ounce. Is the Trump recovery working, or is all the Democrat sabotage of that having success? You know, it's like Trump would keep saying about the private Federal Reserve head, Jerome Powell. Too late, Powell. Well, he finally got him to start cutting interest rates, but is it enough or is it too late? I mean, this is the epic time we live in. And obviously, we'll talk about Charlie Kirk with him as well. But before we do that, I want to play clip 18 of President Trump trolls Mark Carney, suggesting merger of Canada and the United States. And again, this is just Trump trolling things, but I wish he wouldn't do it, because then they use that up in Canada to act like we're anti-Canadian, which makes the globalist party, this is Trudeau's successor, popular by doing it. Trump loves a laugh, but he doesn't know how they're selling it there. Here's the clip.
Some time, and we'll make some deals, and we'll do some things that are good for both of our countries. And Mark, it's an honor to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. If I may, you kindly hosted me and some of my colleagues a few months ago, and I said at the time, you are a transformative president. And since then, the transformation in the economy, unprecedented commitments of NATO partners to defense spending, peace from India, Pakistan, through to Azerbaijan, Armenia, disabling Iran as a force of terror, and now, and I'm running out of time, but this is many respects the most important. That wasn't where I was going. On this solemn day of commemoration of the October horrific attacks of October 7th, for the first time in decades, hundreds of years, thousands of years, this prospect of peace that you've made possible, Canada stands four square behind those efforts, and we'll do whatever we can to support
them. Very nice. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Very much. Any questions?
While we're fixing this technical difficulty, I wanted to play this clip. This is Senator John Kennedy makes prediction on what will end the Schumer shutdown. We have Akeem Jeffries hoping there's uprisings caused by the shutdown. That's all they can hope for. Here it is.
Trump could do likewise, but it's not personal for me, but I don't like almost anything that Chuck Schumer is doing. I don't like it. I mean, it's a direct contract. He wants to move the country in the wrong direction.
I don't hate anybody.
Neither do I.
And I know you don't. And when I say my prayers, I ask God, don't let me hate. I don't hate Chuck. Senator Schumer, I know him well. This shutdown is not about policy. It's about politics. And Senator Schumer, this is what's going on. He is trying to get the loon wing, the socialist wing of the Democratic Party, which is in control, to love him. And they will never love him. They won't. He'd be better off doing what he did back in March, and just calling like he saw it and keeping government open. Because what he's saying, we're going to keep government shut down until you, the Republicans, and President Trump give the Democrats $1.5 trillion, and they're going to tell us how to spend it.
We just had John Thune on, Majority Leader of the Senate, who said we can't do that.
And we're not going to do that.
You cannot do that.
We're not going to. I mean,
Schumer has to know that.
And he does know that.
Yeah.
And let me tell you how this will end. It will end eventually when Senator Schumer goes to six or eight of his members and the Democrats and says, do me a favor. Vote to open it back up. I may have to criticize you. I'm not going to vote with you, but I need a way out of this. I need an offer.
That's the offer.
And that's what's going to happen. But he's got to be careful, because if it looks contrived, he's blown it. And he can't look like he's having a mutiny. But that's how we'll...
All right. Well, our guest is with us to the bottom of the next hour. We're getting the time back. I'm so excited. I'm excited about this interview. Patrick McDavid, I know our audio cut out to you. You're here now. So many huge issues. I can't wait to hear what you're going to say. What do you think is the most important issue right now with all the interviews, your ear to the ground, all the things you're doing, successful businessman? What do you think the most important issue right now in the world is? Patrick McDavid, good to be here.
Great to be with you, buddy. So I would say if you're talking about in America today, obviously it's the shutdown and the back and forth that's taking place, you know, where people are pushing each other back. Well, no, it's the Democratic shutdown. No, it's the Republican shutdown. No, it's this. No, and both sides, this happens regularly. And Trump used just the announcement I think he made this morning or yesterday about the fact that for the people that he's lost, you know, the WIC, the 7 million pregnant women, single mothers who are living off of WIC, he is going to use the resources from tariff to help them get paid while the government is shut down. I think that's a very creative way to show that you're taking care of the people that are being affected by this, because that's a card you're taking away from the Democrats and the mainstream media to use, which is a creative move. But if you're talking about, you know, worldwide, there's a bunch of different things that we can talk. If you're talking about X, probably the X is the exchange with Charlie Kirk and what happened there, the communication, the text exchange that Candace showed and revealed, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago, that a lot of people are talking about. Alex, we can go any direction you go with right
now.
No,
I agree. We're going to break in a few minutes, but let's start there. She got accused of being a liar that Charlie wanted her to go on the road. She showed the receipts. She got called a liar saying he was done with the Israel lobby. She showed receipts. Now she's saying, okay, I got receipts that he was afraid he was about to be killed. This, I was with the guy saying, hey, there's no evidence of Israel. I still don't think it proves it. But I said, when I see it, I will cover it. But I don't think she's lying. Yeah. So when this comes out, what does this do, Patrick McDavid?
Yeah. So the way I work as a, you know, I've been a financial advisor investor for since I was 21 years old when I started off with Morgan Stanley Dean Witter. Everything you do is about odds. Everything you do is about odds. If you want to lose your securities license in the financial industry, use the G word. And the G word is guaranteed. I guarantee you the stock is going to, you can't use those words, right? So to us, it's all about, you know, future results is not indicative of, you know, history and what it's done. However, this mutual fund, Investment Company Act of America since 1934 has given a rate of return of 11.6% year over year since 1934. And if you would have put 100,000, that's the role I'm in, right? So I have to kind of see odds and everything that we look at. Right now, what we're looking at, there are too many things that are suspicious for me. I know a lot of people don't want to talk about it who are in the administration. You don't want to touch it. I get it why you wouldn't want to touch it. But too many weird things. Too many things that don't add up. The governor quickly comes out. We got the person. The shooter's over there. We've all seen the clips. We've seen military people that are reacting to it. And if you want to find out who knows this stuff, it's snipers. It's people that have been doing this before. The other day, if somebody's a hunter, at Eric Trump on a podcast on Friday night, great conversation. I'm asking him, I'm saying, if you're hunting, did that feel like a entry wound or an exit wound? People who hunt generally know that because they've seen that many, many times. The average person who hasn't, they're like, I don't know. I'm just going to believe whatever the media tells me. I just feel it went very, very quickly. So of course the original exchange that Candace was talking about with, you know, Bill Ackman, and he was offered $150 million. If he was offered $150 million and that's documented, we got to see that and we got to talk about it. And that probably makes Netanyahu and Israel not look good. The fact that you're trying to win over a guy like Charlie Kirk, who was the guy, in my opinion, when President Trump got elected, he's in the top three of names of people that got him elected. Elon being one of them, him being one of them, maybe RFK, Bobby Kennedy being one of them. So, and now the recent text exchange that came out, I'm sure we're going to cover it on a break when we return on what that is revealing. It prompts a lot and a lot of questions to ask. And I think Candace is in the right place right now to be asking these questions.
I totally agree. Wow. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with Patrick McDavid. Stay with us. Well, 48 hours ago, our sponsor, Bigly, launched Alex Jones app. Go to alexjonesapp.com and go right to the Apple Store. It's number one in the world in news, surpassing X. And there's racing into the top 100 of total apps in the world. Great job, everybody. This is a real shot across the bow. For the censors, that is a big deal. I mean, we're ahead of Disney. We're ahead of Uber. We're ahead of everything. We're ahead of X. Number one in news in the world. Takes years to do that with an app. We've been number one before when they banned us, 2018. That took 5-6 years to get to that. Number one in 48 hours. Incredible job. Keep sharing the feed. You can't search it. They don't let you search the app, which every other app you can find. But you just go to alexjonesapp.com, and that takes you right to the subpage of the Apple Store. It's totally free right there, alexjonesapp.com. And they'll be like, Alex Jones is right again. He got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But, yeah, it's happening. But they don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. And we have the last stand super sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, go now to AlexJonesApp.com, AlexJonesApp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure and get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at TheAlexJonesStore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, if you just tuned in, you missed it, but earlier, I was intending to obviously tee up the shutdown first and how it's being perceived, which party's getting in more trouble. You know, when it's going to be over, Democrats saying we hope it creates civil unrest. I mean, from everything I've seen, they're the bad guys here. And I asked Patrick McDavid, I said, what do you think's first and foremost? He said that. But then he brought up Candace Owens, which is my next point I was going to raise. But I want to see what he'd say. It's bigger than Charlie Kirk. It's bigger than her. It's bigger than all of us. It's that Israel is so unpopular that people immediately day one said Israel killed him. I said, I don't see the proof. We got to find out what went on first. And then now we find out, oh, no, he wasn't critical. He wasn't being bullied. Now Candace releases the text messages. Oh, he wasn't friends with Candace. She didn't want her back at events. She releases text messages. He called me 3-4 weeks before he got killed, said, I was already at his events anyways. He said, I really want you part of the events. He was going to bring Tucker, all the people who was at his funeral or his memorial. So everything she said has been proven. Now she says she has the text messages that he thought he was about to be killed for what he just made decisions to do, implicating Israel. So this is such a firestorm. Netanyahu seizing it day one, saying Muslims did it, no proof. Then Netanyahu saying, I didn't kill him. And I'm like, come on, no way. I got criticized. People said, no, you know it's Israel. I said, I got to see proof. So there's a lot of issues here, but the larger issue is Israel and Gallup polls, the most unpopular ever. Okay, they got nuclear weapons. Where does that go? Where does Israel being this central villain now in the general public's view worldwide, which I see as actually a distraction overall, sucking oxygen out of the room, but Patrick McDavid, a very successful American veteran, you know, patriot, he escaped from the Middle East, over, so he can actually speak to this in great detail, but there's so many points here. And this is kind of a lens or a keyhole or Rosetta Stone into something larger. So that's quite the introduction and rant there. But you've got the floor. I want you to really flesh this out because in your own show, you have a great crew and co-host, but you tend to, I like to hear you run with this about your questions about it. Now that this is coming out, I don't think Candace is lying. She's done this repeatedly where they say she's a liar. She releases it. So what's going to happen when this comes out that he thought Israel was going to kill him? What's going to happen, Patrick?
Alex, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, I can hear you.
As I'm speaking.
Yes. Go.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so he can hear me. I can't hear him. So whatever it is, we got to figure that out. I'll just go into it and our guys will figure it out. So, it's interesting. I was saying this earlier about the odds, but let's go through it. In regards to who is behind this whole thing and who did it. I think the set of things that we have to ask, there's a couple groups. There's like, okay, here's what the FBI is telling us. This is what happened. Let's move on. We don't even know what happened right now. We have to ask the question of how quickly the school came in, fixed things up in the area that was shot at. Why is that? If you go and look at history books of how quickly certain, crime scenes were cleaned up or stayed open, we have some areas that stayed open for 8 months. Some open for 2 months where they didn't leave until we find out exactly what happens. This one, literally when it happened, boom, 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 everybody's gone. Maybe a couple days, then the school comes and does construction. We called the school to find out why they did that. Was that something that was planned and scheduled? Because on the website, they will generally tell you, here's what construction is coming up. We're working in this area. We called the school to find out for ourselves, right? To kind of see what happened over there. But so that prompts a little bit of something being hidden, right? Something's maybe being hidden from the rest of us that's watching this to see what took place there. Then the shooter, the face they give us versus the guy they caught doesn't match. Then the text exchange between him and the transgender boyfriend that he has. Okay, that doesn't match up. Nobody talks like that, like the way they said. It almost seems like somebody put it together. Then George Zinn walks up and says, it's me, it's me, it's me. What do you mean, it's me, it's me, it's me? So he knows everything. The George knows every single thing. If you want to find out from somebody, it's George. Have we gone through everything on his phone, who he talked to, his emails, the server? Who the hell gets up within a half a second of a guy getting shot and walks towards the area of getting shot? You wonder why people are skeptical. By the way, 60 years ago, if the government wanted to hide and tell us who shot John F. Kennedy, you could get away with it. 40 years ago, you could get away with it. Maybe 24 years ago, you can get away with it. You can't get away with it today. Today, it's very different. We still don't know what happened with Butler, but today is a lot more difficult. Why? You have 3,500 students that are like this, recording everything. All it's going to take a few days for us to be able to take a camera and zoom in. I don't know if you saw the most recent Apple commercial where it shows this is the new Apple 17 iPhone. You know who that's a terrible news for? All of these government institutions that maybe are trying to hide something, because you can zoom in so closely and it's crystal clear quality. Technology is getting better. A few months back, Larry Ellison said the fact that we're going to get to a point that cameras going to be everywhere. Bad guys won't be able to do anything because we'll be able to see their behaviors, all this other stuff. The reality of it is, flip it around. This is preventing, some may say, the OG bad guys to not be able to get away with anything, which is what? The government that tries to hide stories from us. What happened with 9/11? What happened with John F. Kennedy? What happened with MLK? What happened with any of these stories that we don't know a lot about? This is the worst time. So when she's showing the exchange about the text and, hey, I want to bring Candace to speak at an event and I want to, bring Tucker to speak at an event and I got a lot. He brought Tucker. I get a lot of heat for Tucker. And, you know, we had a guest on here who's like, you know, Candace hasn't been there for a couple of years. And then Twitter's like, wait a minute. Candace spoke at Turning Point USA June of 2024. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So Candace spoke June of 2024. And the thing with Charlie's never given me the vibe of somebody that held grudges with anybody. Charlie wanted to be the synergist. I think in the Republican Party, I truly believe he was the only synergist. And imagine, Alex, how tough of a job he has. You're a massive influencer. You got a following that people follow what you have to say because you've been doing this for a long time. And you broke some stories that young cats grew up saying, one day I want to be like Alex that I can break some big news. You, a lot of people looked up to your business model and what you did. So then you have the community that it's fully anti-Israel community, that no matter what happens, it's automatically Israel's fault. You have the community that is anti, you know, Muslim, that it doesn't work with the Western ideology. It's not going to work. It's going to be challenging. We're seeing what's going on with Dearborn and, you know, the police department and some of the areas in Detroit, Dearborn are putting the police in Arabic. And it's like, listen, that doesn't go with us. We can't have Ilhan Omar running anymore. We can't have these guys. And we got to find a way that maybe Muslims can't run for office anymore. Some people are in this camp, right? Then there's the rhinos. Then there's the donors. Then there's the Christians. Then there's the, you know, conservatives that are part of the LGBT community, and but they're still conservatives. And Charlie's, like, literally, if I was to give you a visual, the way I visualized what Charlie was trying to do, Charlie's holding everybody like this. Guys, can we just find a way to get in the room together? Can we please just get in the room together?
He was unifier like Martin Luther King, so they killed him.
Can we just get in the room together? And so that's not an easy job. It's not an easy job. So for me, I remember being at one of his Turning Point USA fundraisers, the big one that he was doing end of the year in Mar-a-Lago, was invited to. So I'm sitting there in the back. And Alex, you may remember this. This was when some of the Trump MAGA folks, about 20% of them, whatever the percentage was, had started considering DeSantis as a candidate. So if I have to go back and put a timeline on this, this could be end of 2022, that season. Was like, well, you know, Trump, too chaotic, January 6th insurrection. Some of the people started believing that maybe he did do this, and how come it was because of him? Look, I'm a Republican myself, but what happened on January 6th was the worst thing that we've ever had. All this kind of stuff that we would hear, right? So I'm in the room, and all these family office folks are sitting there. We'd like to pledge $100,000. We'd like to pledge $250,000. We'd like to pledge $500,000. And then one person does $2 or $4 million. It's an incredible event that Charlie's run. I'm so impressed by this. I'm like, I cannot, this is so impressive what this guy is doing. This guy is going to be a power player, maybe one of the greatest power players of all time long term, because he knew how to talk faith and politics. And then one lady gets up and very gentle, nice lady, probably in her late 60s, early 70s, you know, nice jewelry. And, you know, she says, look, I know some of you here are concerned about pledging for Turning Point USA because you're worried whether Charlie is only Team Trump and not Team DeSantis, right? Only Team Trump and not Team DeSantis. And I want you to know, Charlie's not about Trump or DeSantis. Charlie's about America first. Charlie's about America. And she's kind of like giving this message. And this is the year when Charlie invited DeSantis to go to one of the Turning Point USA events to speak. And I don't think DeSantis showed up. I don't know if you remember this timeline that DeSantis. So there was somewhat of a division in the Republican Party because some were going to DeSantis's party. But in that moment when I saw that lady was saying that, you saw some people didn't want to give. And they were kind of speculating, saying, man, I don't know if I want to give. So there is a lot of pressure of being in the business of raising money, especially in the nonprofit type of business of raising money. There is a ton of pressure in that. I've ran businesses where I've had investors that have given me money. And I've had very basic rule I've followed. I don't ever want you to have more than 51%. Because I don't ever want somebody to tell me how for me to do anything. We stopped taking sponsorship money 2 years ago, Alex, on Valuetainment. And we just started promoting our own businesses because a couple of times sponsors would say, well, you know, change this, change that. I'm like, no, I don't work for you. Well, like, well, we just gave you money. And you're like, shit. No, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not going to take that money anymore. So it's kind of like you're wondering. So if it happens on a business side where people are doing that, imagine the pressures comes from the donor nonprofit side. We're like, oh shit, that guy gave me $2 million. You think people give $2 million for nothing? You think people give $4 million for nothing? You think in the back, maybe somebody's going to give $50,000 and not expect any return? It's not a lot of money. Maybe not $100,000, But if somebody's given $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, Alex, you know this as an investor, they're like, hey, we expect you to do X, Y, Z. So I do see the pressures that was there. I don't see him having a bad, ill intentions with, Candace at all. There was a very good, conversation that, showed up, started circulating with Charlie Kirk and Michael Knowles, where they're talking about the Catholic debate. And he says, there's three reasons why I won't be a Catholic, or I have a challenge with Catholic. And he says, yeah, you're going to say this and I'm going to say this. So the good news is MLK, when he died and he got assassinated, he got killed, there was only 4,200 hours available to the public. If you go search right now, there's only 40 to 100 hours documented recording of MLK talking that a 13-year-old boy can look at, that a 15-year-old girl can look at and say, this was MLK, your hero. We only have 40 to 100 hours. But when we think about, Charlie Kirk, there's 4,700 hours of recording, give or take, of Charlie. At any point, if somebody wants to know what this guy stands for, you're probably going to be able to find a recording on him to see what he believes in. So lots of questions. And the one question, Alex, that I don't know if we're asking enough. I think this is the question. Who is benefiting from this? Who's benefiting from this? You know, they say follow the money. Let's actually follow the benefit. Whenever I'm doing a business deal with anybody, or if I'm sitting down talking to my wife, or you're in a relationship, you want to marry somebody, you want to propose to somebody, or you want to do business with somebody, there's five things I think about, right? That each party is thinking about. Each party has their own set of concerns. Each party has their own set of fears. Each party has their own set of assumptions. Each party has their own set of motives. And then each party has an ask. So for example, hey, concerns. You've had four boyfriends before. I don't know. What if this, you have a, you know, kid with a previous one, and I don't know if I want to get married to somebody that has a kid. Hypothetically, we're looking at the concerns. Fear. The fear is, one time you said something to me and your parents didn't work out, so I fear that you're going to become just like your mom. I'm afraid I don't want you to be like your mom. I'm afraid you're going to be like your dad. I'm afraid you don't have a good relationship with your mom, and you as a man not having a good relationship. So that's the fear. Then you go to assumptions. I'm assuming you're going to be a good husband. I'm assuming you may not be a good father. I'm assuming you're too short fused with kids. So maybe you don't want to have a lot of kids. I'm assuming. And then motives. My motive is I want to have, you know, kids. I want to do this. Maybe I'm thinking your motive is I'm rich. You want to marry me because I have money. And then ask, will you stay faithful to me? Will you be a good mother? Will you be a good husband? Will you be a good father? In this situation, we have to ask, who's benefited the most? I don't know. I think it's a valid question to ask. You know, some will say, well, you know, Israel's benefited. Have they really though? This guy was a pretty pro-Israel guy. I mean, he was a pretty fair guy. If Israel thought getting rid of him was a good move, I don't know if anybody on the conservative side that had as big of a platform as him been documented in video saying, you know, Netanyahu is on a whole different level of a man. And I think he was with Candace when this conversation was taking place. Candace is on the other side checking her phone, and he's saying Netanyahu is on a whole different level, all this other stuff. I don't know if somebody that is against Israel would write that eloquent of a letter to Bibi with 7 points of things to improve on and what thing to do. I don't know if that's a good move. I don't know if Israel benefited from him not being here. I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't know if, you know, I do know who benefited from it. I know the left benefited from it. I know Soros benefited from it. I know there's a lot of other things that we can talk about with money and finances and control and influence and all that other. There's a lot of different things that you can.
And we know the Democrats celebrated.
I think the most basic question to be thinking about is whether or not who at the end of the day is sitting around saying they got richer, they got more famous, they eliminated a competition, they eliminated an enemy, they eliminated somebody that was getting in the minds of the youth. What are all those things that we have to be thinking about? And I think all those questions have to be asked. It has to be asked. And it was a little too fast for me. It's a little too fast for me. You know, it's not like this is a 88-year-old person that died and we mourn. And you say, well, Jimmy Carter died 98 years old. May he rest in peace. Ronald Reagan passed away. You know, he was older. He was this. And Nancy gets up there and we all mourn, you know. This is an assassination that we had that took place. Assassination. You know what I'm saying? So this is not a regular thing. And it's like, happened, memorial, let's move on and live a regular life. No, I want to know who killed them.
I agree.
We all want to know who killed them. You know, my one of my kids is a very mentally tough guy. He's not the kind that cries. You know, you have family, some are emotional. Some will watch like a movie like Notebook. Oh my God, it's so great. Some people will listen to a 80s song. I want to know what love is, and they'll start crying. Some people watch a commercial and start crying. This son of mine, good luck making this guy cry. He's ice cold is what he is. Ice cold. And I come back from the event I'm hosting at the Vault with Tony Robbins, and all of a sudden I come home and I'm walking with him outside. We're walking the dogs. 30 minutes, this guy's in tear because of Charlie. This is not that guy. At the memorial, he was sitting right next to Elon Musk. All these videos circulating of Elon Musk, and there's a son sitting next to him. That's not Elon's son. That's my son right next to Elon Musk, that the video is going everywhere. He's in tears. He loved this guy. He admired this guy. This is a one-on-one type of a guy. So for me, for selfish reasons and having a relationship with them, I want to know. So who, I don't care who it is. Whoever is able to, for a fact, find out who was behind this, I am all supporting that person to go get it done. Whether it's the FBI, whether it's Cash, whether it's Tucker, whether it's Candace, whether it's you, whether it's a whistleblower that's going to come out and say, I know from an organization, I don't care who it is. I am supporting anybody and everybody who wants the world to know the truth of what happened to the great Charlie Kirk. I support you, and I want to know.
Wow, Patrick McDavid, amazing. It's probably good the audio cut out. He can't hear me, so I shut up so he can talk. We're going to reconnect with him right now. We're going to come right back to him a little bit in the next hour. I got some other subjects I want to hit. But, yeah, this Charlie Kirk thing has really captured the public's attention. It's so crazy and so dangerous. And we don't know who did it yet, but the official story has fallen apart. We're seeing evidence of a cover-up. Remember, today's the last day to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue, 20% discount and get one free, as well as the Shilajit, as well as the Irish CMOS, and 20% off on top of that when you buy through the app. That is alexjonesapp.com, number one on Apple News. We need your support. We can't do it without you. We're going to play a clip here and try to reconnect with Patrick McDavid so he can hear me. Here we go.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew. And Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Well, I don't normally run 2-3 minute promos in the middle of a show, but I've been wanting to get Patrick David on for years. Finally get him on. We have an audio issue. Whoever's fault it is doesn't matter. Doing this 15 minutes the next hour. I got other issues I want to hit with him, but just putting bookends on this, I agree. The Charlie Kirk thing is seismic. It's all the audience wants to talk about. And I cover what I want to cover, but I also listen to the audience. We open the phones up on other subjects. It's nothing but Charlie Kirk. And the mystery of it, the official story and all of it, and now this Candace Owens stuff, she's been vindicated. Just putting bookends on this, this is not going away, and the anomalies aren't going away. And larger issue, what do you make of Israel under Netanyahu being so unpopular? I mean, because anything happens, it's all about Israel, and now it starts pointing at Israel. This is seismic. Now Israel's buying all this media, trying to counter it. There's billboards up in Austin. I don't see this going well. Where do you see this going for Israel?
They probably have the worst CMO in the world. I mean, they probably have the worst chief marketing officer in the world on the way that they're doing this. It's, you know how sometimes you try a little too hard and it's unattractive to girls?
Yes.
You know how a guy wants to get with a girl and it's like you're trying to, it's like, I'm just not interested in that. That's too much. Relax. Pump the brakes a little. Maybe you tell your friend, Bryce, a little too much. Hold it back a little bit. And you'll see another guy will come in and say, can you grab me a drink, please? And tell me something. Oh, hey. And then you just like, why is she attracted by this guy who is not nicer? He's not trying that hard, but they're trying too hard. Sometimes trying too hard is overcompensating for something. I don't know what that is.
Gently catchy monkey.
Yeah. I just think it's too much. I mean, you know, you give me the vibes that when you were 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, that you were probably good with the ladies because you probably maybe had a different, you know, approach that you took, but for me, when you see this, it's a little too much. It's you're trying too much. So maybe they need a better chief marketing officer. Maybe they need to repackage the way they're giving their messaging. Maybe they need to take a different approach. Maybe they need to take a step back and kind of pump the brakes a little bit. But when you look at the stats on the Republican side in the last 2 years, they went from 75% of Republicans supporting Israel to, I think, 63%. And they dropped off like 12, 13 points with Republicans. And then Democrats went from 55% to now to 13%, a massive drop off when you look at some of these numbers. These numbers are, you know, you can see it in different places as they're going through. This is one of them that you guys pulled up. But one has to ask, why is that? Okay, so one of them is on the way you handled Gaza, on the way you see what it looked like before. So you'll see a lot of people saying things like, well, this is Gaza before, this is afterwards. And then they'll say, is Hamas everywhere? Was Hamas living in all these buildings? And as innocent as a simple question that is, what's the response to that, right? Okay. And I'm not going to lie to you. Twitter and X, they have lost the battle on Twitter and X. Twitter, 90 to 10, they've lost the battle. They're getting destroyed on X. Now, on the flip side, on what's happening there, is it kind of time? Like, is it enough time for Bibi to step aside and for somebody to come and take over? Maybe. You know, maybe. I mean, if you look at the two guys that have been around for a long time, it's not like they're, you know, most loved guys in the world politically. They may be on whatever different sides. You got Bibi, you got Putin. Maybe a part of it has been because it's time. The country's got to move on to a different person.
Hold on. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. Patrick McDavid, I got so many other questions. We'll be right back. Stay with us 2 minutes.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app because it's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Technical stuff today, but it's been a great interview because I was forced to shut up because you couldn't hear me. And this is a short segment, a little bit more into the next. Some stations don't carry this segment, but Patrick Debit, I mean, here's my deal. I study history, I study systems, and I look out multiple moves. And so I don't have a hard on for Israel. I don't hate Israel. And it's not because I get money from Israel. Never even been approached with any money from some Jewish lobby. That's why I do what you're doing now. I've been direct sales for 15, 16 years because sponsors are such a hassle. You just sell good products right directly to people. That's the way to do it. But I look at Israel, all these nuclear weapons and everything. They're not going anywhere. So all these people think if you just blame everything on Israel, then Israel plays the part of the villain because I guess they're ganged up on and then basically engage in genocide. I don't like all the radical expansionist Orthodox Islamists either, but I can look out of the future. And this is like the new abortion issue, a football issue. I'm against abortion, but politicians use it, it never goes away. Now it sucks all the oxygen out. I'm not clicking on all the anti-Israel stuff on X or other places. It's all I get. I have an allergy to it. I'm sorry for the 50,000 dead Palestinians, but you know what about the millions dead, you know, in Africa with the Muslims, or the million, you know, dead in Ukraine? My issue is I want to cover it some, but I can't get a word in edgewise. And then, oh, come on, it's not Israel. And then now all these text messages come out. And it's like watching Netanyahu kill Israel. And then I say, what comes out of that? I'm very concerned because if you look a few moves ahead, Israel gets cornered and all this is happening. This is not going to end well. A few minutes on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about future elections, right? What was one of the biggest factors of the 2024 election is Democrats lost Jews. Okay. You lost Bill Ackman. And then Bill Ackman comes on this side. Democrats lost Joe Rogan. And then Rogan comes on this side. Democrats lost a lot of the podcasters. Theo Vaughn played a very big role. I know we're saying Theo Vaughn, one of the funniest guys. I can listen to that guy speak with the jokes and stuff that he says. Bobby Kennedy, who he and Trump were not on the same page. He comes on this side. Tulsi Gabbard comes on this side, right? Musk comes on this side. A bunch of things that happened that came on this side. Now, you can go two different ways. Show-wise, journalist-wise, and then long-term strategic-wise. If you look at what the left has and what the right has, the left has universities. Depending on what university you go to, for every one conservative professor, there's roughly 8 to 15 liberal professors. Berkeley, maybe 20 to 1, right? So universities check. The left is like, we have them. The kids are ours. We control them. We got them under control, right? Okay. Churches, probably conservatives have them, right? Military. Probably conservatives have them. Unions. Sean O'Brien, first time in 121 years, where a union Teamster president, Sean O'Brien, speaks at the RNC. That's never happened. Why? Because Kamala Harrison said, whether you support me or not, I'm going to do whatever I can. I don't need you guys. And Sean's like, you know what? Screw you. We don't need you guys. We're out. For the first time, the right has the ability to go on for 20 years. Literally a 20-year run, Alex. And these moments that we're in the middle, this is breaking. This is breaking the structure where it's kind of like, ah, shit, what the midterms, what is it going to look like? Look at again, Harry, what's his name? Harry Enten? Is that the guy from CNN?
Yes.
How many more videos does this poor guy need to do talking about that Democrats are getting destroyed and Trump is winning? How many more times you think he likes going to work doing that? And you see the miserable girl standing right next to him.
So why don't you share what's going on with the Republicans, why they're doing better today than they were before? And why don't you show them this? And it's like, okay, another one and another one. So my concern right now is, on paper, Republicans are looking pretty good for next year, for, you know, 2020 midterms and then the next election that's coming up. But I tell you, someone has to find a way to fix that Israel relationship and the Jewish community with the Republican side, because you can easily go to the other side. If I'm a Democrat,
I totally agree. But my point is, why is it the central issue? It should be a big issue, but not the only one.
The Republicans don't know how to deal with the, you know, Democratic. Bring the Jews on our side. Bring those guys to our side that own all these media companies. Let them come to our side. I mean, there's too many opportunities right now for them. And I know it's coming time to the next break. I see the time here. So if you want to pause and come back, I'll turn it over to you, Alex.
No, this is important. This is a central issue. You're absolutely right. 60-second break. Patrick McDavid's our guest. 20 radio stations after this break.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down. And now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Smart talk show host and businessman Patrick McDavid is our guest for about 10 more minutes. He's got to go. And I got all these other issues, all this other news, and a debate with Elijah Shaver coming up. But you can't deny Israel is the elephant in the room, the center of things. And like abortion was the big thing before, now it's Israel. And then I see the left allied with some of the right wing that only talks about Israel now because it's so popular to do. And to me, I'm covering Israel some, but other things I'm covering, not because I get a paycheck from Netanyahu, but because I'm worried about Russia and Ukraine and the dollar and gold and the border and, you know, transgenderism and nanotech and AI and all of this. But I get it. This has become the big zeitgeist. Then I watch the Young Turks, and they're just celebrating the split in MAGA over Israel. And if you just joined us, some say he's okay the last five. Patrick McDavid, really smart guy, was saying, the Republicans are in the driver's seat. All the numbers show winning the midterms, but they've got to find some way to not be completely wedded to all the things Netanyahu is doing, who stays in power by keeping the crisis going. He said, oh, we'll investigate the standout of October 7th once the war is over. Well, it's never going to end. This guy's been in power on and off for 25 years. So this is the issue. So putting a bookend on this and then hitting another issue on it before I go, you're absolutely right that this is something Republicans have to deal with, and Israel's plunging approval rating in the eyes of the world. So I know there's friction between Trump and Netanyahu behind the scenes. How do we thread this needle? Because if the Democrats ever get back in power, we know it's the end of the country, in my view. So how do we deal with this?
Let me tell you, Alex, let's you and I for a minute become a campaign manager and strategist for the left. You ready? We'd be sitting there salivating the fact that this is happening on the right. I would host a meeting. Notice the other day, the CNN host, one of the CNN guys, interviews the leader of Hamas and pushes on the leader of Hamas and challenges him. He's pushing and challenging the leader of Hamas. And what happens all of a sudden? He's like, no. I mean, sometimes there's a price in war, and here's what we have to do. If I'm the left right now, I'm like, guys, let's go get the Jewish community back. They run all the big media companies. Let's bring them back. Now, don't get me wrong. There's AIPAC, there's ADL. Okay. The ADL is the, you know, you can say the leftist side. And then you know, representing the left side of the Jews and, you know, where they're at. And these are some of the ADL guys or the people that would support Mamdani. Very weird on how that works. Okay. And then you have the AIPAC side that's, no, they're pro-Israel, you know, pro-Zionist, pro-Netanyahu, let's say a lot of them on that side. But I think the Democrats right now have an opportunity to see what's going on over here and see how so much victory has happened on the conservative side. There are small little opportunities for me to come and pick up. The reality of it is the following. Everybody keeps bashing. Like, for example, for me, I have enough money to not have to ever work ever again, as well as my kids. But I'm looking at the marketplace, and I've been saying this for the longest. You can go back and find a video from 12 years ago of me saying, if I hear one more Republican bitching about the fact that the left runs the media while you have billions of dollars sitting in a bank, go buy a flipping media company or be quiet. Stop it already.
And so you didn't buy one, you built one, which is what I did. There's also that.
Yes, that's right. So to us, it's like, look, I'm trying to get access to resources. We're having a lot of meetings with different people, and I'm trying to raise capital, but I'm wondering, who do you take capital from? You say, so what's your background? Where are you from? We got people
that's
a
good question. Why do conservatives traditionally act like the media is off limits? And we don't, every time we engage in media, we dominate. I mean, it's like a gold rush.
But it's not a good rate of return. It's honestly not a good rate of return if you think about it. Like, what is the rate of return on me buying CBS or ABC or NBC? What is the rate of return? It's not. Now,
the rate of return is building the new thing.
I know. No, I'm with you. What I'm saying to you is not the next direction that we're going to, but some of these guys, like, you need to go buy some of these old assets. Like, we need to go buy some of these old assets that are maybe on the left.
They got good infrastructure.
They do. They truly do. I mean, look at Forbes magazine. For the longest time, Forbes was known as the capitalist tool. Then they sell it to a guy in China, 95%. Then they sell it to a guy on the left. And then 2021, International Woman of the Year is Hillary Clinton. What the hell do you mean the International Woman of the Year is Hillary Clinton? Right? By Forbes. I mean, I understand Huffington Post. I understand Vanity Fair.
And I love how they buy these valuable properties and destroy them overnight.
But that's on the conservative Republican side. I put the onus on them, Alex. I put the onus on them. You guys have money. Republicans are very wealthy. They have so much money that they're sitting around. Why don't you go buy some flipping
assets? I was going to say, the argument that news doesn't make money, you have to promote your ideology or you lose everything. It's a lie. It's your message. It does make money. It saves the country.
You know how I look at it? Such a powerful statement you just made. The way I see news media company to go buy, I've been in the life insurance space. I sold a distribution company and 3 years ago and national business, 60,000 insurance agents. I sold life insurance. I've been in the insurance space, okay? To me, the way for conservatives to look at the media moving forward, it's insurance for your freedoms and liberties.
Of course,
sir.
You have to tithe to the truth. To counter the lies, it's a no-brainer. In a war, you got 90% of war is informational. Exactly. And the left gets that. Conservatives, they're starting to get it though, right?
I hope they are. I mean, look, I mean, watch what Elon did. If Elon doesn't buy X, where is Alex Jones?
Gone.
If Elon doesn't buy X, what happens to a lot of the guys that came
Trump
back?
Trump would not have won without Elon.
I agree with you. I put Elon as number one draft pick. I think Elon is the number one reason why Trump won 2024. Charlie is in my top three Charlie may be number two, but I have Charlie in the top three of what he could have done. So again, look at the value of that. Did Elon buying X, did it make him richer just because of X? Not X. The investment didn't do better.
But it protected the freest country in the world, as he said, the tent pole for the West, that he needed a base.
Yes. So now we have to,
Exactly. Conservatives and populists and capitalists have to build bases that are safe. And not just see it as pure investment. If it's just about a business, the commies and the globals are going to take over. That's why they're winning. And yes, by the way, this is simple to you and I, but the audience is smart, but this is so fundamental. Why doesn't Republican leadership get this?
I don't know. I don't know. To me, it's not only the Republican leadership. To me, everybody plays a different role, right? When you have the Avengers, you have a lot of different candidates. You pick and choose who you are. You know, the Marvel Avengers, you pick all of these guys. You got the Hulk, you got Iron Man, you got all these other guys. Everybody has a different set of strengths. There are those that are good on the camera, but maybe they're not good at making billions. But there are those that are very good at making billions, but God forbid you put them on camera, they're the cure for insomnia, right? You watch them, you fall asleep. Bloomberg, Guy's worth $40, $50, $60 billion. Put him on a stage. Look what you want to do. Everybody falls asleep. Horrible, right?
Drying paint has a better pulse. And listen, I know you got to go, but you got to come back soon. I'll come see you soon. You've been asking me.
I look forward to it.
I've been pinned down. But in closing, Democrats, they're down. Record low polls, record low fundraising. They're saying Trump's going to cancel the midterms. No proof. They're trying to create a collapse of the blue cities to make Trump bring in troops. That's the Podesta plan he said they would do. We're here. Where do you see that going in closing?
In regards to what? In regards to opening up blue cities?
Well, the Democrats say their bet is to create a race-based civil war. They're trying it.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to continue doing, but the part with Trump is Trump is very good at this stuff. Like what he did today, I'm telling you, what he did today with tariffs to say, hey, I'm going to take the money from the tariffs to pay WIC. What does Democrats say now? You can't say anything to that. So Trump is actually good at winning African-American vote, at winning the Hispanic vote. The problem with Trump now is the following. That's the biggest problem with, you know, in sports. Yesterday, the Yankees are playing Toronto. And the Yankees are down 6-1 in the fourth inning. And you see they're a little bit over-celebrating, Toronto is. And they're acting like it's over. And all of a sudden, Tom is telling us earlier, they decide to not send in their best pitchers to finish the game. They said, we're going to whoop Yankees' ass. Don't send their best pitchers. Send number 3, 4, 5, 6. Don't send our best guys. Let's save them and get them to be healthy for the next round. They lost 9-6. You can't ever be arrogant at the highest level. You can't ever think it's over with. You're playing the flipping Yankees. Boom, one home run by Judge. Score is, you know, tied 6-6, then, you know, Chisholm hits the home run, then they win the game 2-1. And now you got to come back and get it with another one. So to me, Trump is winning so much right now, you cannot assume the Democrats are going to sit there and just allow this to happen.
He has to press the attack. I totally agree with you on that.
I think he does.
Any other chinks in Trump's armor?
Well, this whole Ghislaine Maxwell stuff on talking about maybe we would entertain, you know, if they can find a way to get away from these stories, like, you know, either finish it up and reveal it and release it to everybody, or just don't bring it up again. And if anybody brings it up, change the conversation to something else. Don't entertain these questions. Just give you a short answer that, yeah, look, we've already addressed this. We got to move on. Let's talk about what's going on today with Putin, Ukraine. I think he's got to give 5-second answers on anything linked to Epstein, not 2-minute answers.
No, I agree. Last point, because you've talked about this. I want to get involved in it. I've just been pinned down with this bankrupt, but it's finally almost over in the next month, so I want to work with you. Tell us about Minect. I'm hearing a lot about M-I-N-N-E-C-T, and people can follow you on X at Patrick Bet David. But tell us about this company, Minect.
Well, Minect, 7 years ago, I had a call with a lawyer of mine. We have a 7-minute call. The guy bills me for 30 minutes. I'm like, what are you doing billing me for 30 minutes? We had a 7-minute call. I call him back. I said, look, why don't you let me pay you by the minute? He says, lawyers don't let you do that. I said, I'm going to start an app that I get to pay people by the minute. Do you have a minute to connect? Let's Minect. Now Minect has turned into it's the second coming on LinkedIn. Is what LinkedIn couldn't finalize is what we're doing here with Minect. And 2 weeks ago, we just announced that our biggest strategic investor and partner, the money hit the bank. Tony Robbins is officially the biggest owner of a strategic partner of Minect. You can download the app. You can Minect. Chris Cuomo, you ask him a question. Terrence Howard from The Hollywood. Ray Lewis, you got a question for Dame Dash? Send him a message. He'll respond to you. In a cold email, less than 1% chance people are responding. In a DM, it's 3 to 5%. LinkedIn is 8 to 10%. But if you Minect somebody, you're paying for them to respond back to you. 94% response rate on Minect. Anybody can download the app.
So that's an incredible idea of actually getting the connection. That's amazing. That's invaluable in business.
Alex, if you're on Minect, you would be on fire on Minect, Alex Jones.
I'm going to do it. I'm right. You understand? I've had the deep state literally climbing over the parapets here, but we're ready. Let's talk soon. I'll come out and see you there in Florida. Patrick Ben David, thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
That's powerful. All right. Well, we've got an hour and 40 minutes left, and that's good because they've already brought me dozens of stacks of breaking news, and then I've got all this other stuff that I'm loaded up and ready to cover here that needs to be gotten to. But you notice all the stuff I brought up to him, Israel's right at the center of it because, yeah, Israel's important, but the public's very anti-establishment now. And so Israel is seen as the ultimate establishment with the Jewish lobby and all that. And it's right up there at the top, certainly a big part of it. And I'm not an apologist for that. I was exposing bad stuff Israel was doing. Most people were in diapers. But I expose all the other corruption. So
My issue is that where does this go? I mean, let's just say Israel's the devil, and if Israel didn't exist, we'd all be fine. They got nuclear weapons. What do you do about that? And I said, look, if I see evidence of Israel involved in Kirk, I'll go there. I've seen no evidence until now, and it's not conclusive, but it moves the needle towards it. All right, well, he said they were trying to censor him. He was done. He was breaking. He thought somebody might kill him. And you got Netanyahu spending all this money to try to control the U.S. media, and sending in Larry Ellison to buy up TikTok, and they're putting pressure on Musk. And I'm just sitting back saying, wow. Wow. Because you can't even connect with people now if you don't talk about Israel. They're either pro-Israel or they're anti-Israel. How about Israel is just another country? How about it's got powerful interests and special interests and doing things we don't like, some things that are okay? How about we just oppose it from that perspective? Because we have to ask biblically, why is this obsession so crazy? I mean, I'm more worried about Trump giving cruise missiles, which he said he's doing, to Ukraine to bomb Russia. And I'll post a video about that, and a third of the comments are, why are you covering for Israel? I can post a picture of me and my dad playing chess. Why are you covering for Israel? It's mental illness. I'm not with Israel. I'm not against Israel. But it's like this, people only know one thing. Why is that? I mean, do you think if you just talk about Israel all day, magically, it makes Benjamin Netanyahu go away? And I'm not even saying I have the answer to this. I don't even know what I'm saying, really, other than it's weird. It's like Nick Fuentes came out a month ago. A month ago, they killed Charlie, whoever did it. The official story's falling apart. People were like, Israel did it. And Nick said, well, I need to see some evidence. They went, oh, my God, you're on the payroll of Benjamin Netanyahu. I think it's fair to say he's not. I sure know I'm not. And Nick said, if I see evidence, I'll go there. But that's what I'm doing. And then as soon as Candace releases information that goes there, I'm there. But I'm not going to sit there and comport myself into this system where all people know politically is about Israel. You know, Bill Gates and the UN officially are setting up the World ID and the World Social Credit Score. I know everybody says it's Palantir. Palantir's involved in all of it, but I'm like, that's a junior thing. Oh, God, you're from Palantir, because the corporate media told you to know about Palantir. No, I have the UN documents, the treaties, the EU signing up with Bill Gates. It's all happening. And so Palantir is kind of like the Israel thing. It's like people only know about Israel, so they only talk about Israel. Or they know about Palantir, but don't know about anything else. So it's just really weird how information becomes territorialized, or what's the best word for it? Tribalized. Like, I'm like, all these big tech companies are in competition to censor us, to track us, to control us. This is really dangerous. And if I talk about Larry Ellison and Oracle, or if I talk about Google, or I talk about Microsoft, or I talk about Amazon, who are all way bigger than Palantir and doing way more, look it up, for surveillance and control, Palantir is trying to get in the trough and become a big piggy. People go, why come for Palantir? Because you only know about Palantir, and why were you told about it? My thing is, expose Palantir all day long, please. But it's not even 10% of the market. It's Larry Ellison that just bought TikTok, and Netanyahu said, for Israel. I'm not even attacking Larry Ellison. I'm just simply, I mean, better than Chi-Com's having it, but I'm just saying, like, do you understand what's going on? It's okay to know about Xi Jinping and organ harvesting and the communist Chinese taking over the South China Sea. You can still wear a Hitler uniform and still, you know, do all of that. It's okay to not be for radical Islam expanding. It's okay to be against communist China spying on U.S. politicians and blackmailing them. That's all I'm saying is there's more going on in the world than just Israel. And that's not a defense of Israel. It's a defense of reality. then I ask biblically, why is everybody so obsessed with Israel? Well, Revelation tells us that's where it all goes down. That the Antichrist will rule from Jerusalem. I will definitely oppose that, Jewish leader. So, that's where we are. But look, you want to talk about Israel? I mean, I will. But people fetishize it and think if you talk about Israel, it somehow puts numbers on the board against Israel or against Jews. And is that why Israel, when it first got founded in the 50s, 60s, 70s, bombed synagogues all over Europe and all the Middle East to blame it on Muslims and communists to make them move to Israel? Israel gets stronger when it's attacked. Israel gets stronger because the average Jew isn't part of it. They go and join it and then do whatever it says because they feel like they're threatened. It's like Doomsday, you know, the bad guy in Marvel Comics, wherever. The more you attack him, the stronger he gets. And that's why I'm so frustrated, because no matter where I go to Patrick McDevitt, I lay out like 15 topics. What do you want to hit? Didn't talk to him before he came on, just asked him on. Let's do Israel, 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 which I understand. Maybe my broadcast should just be a loop of me saying Israel, 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 Israel. No other subjects, no other topics, not having to know about anything else in the world. You just talk about Israel, and then you see the Israel lobby and all of its intimidation and all of its brainwashing and all the things it does, and you're just like, God, this is disgusting. Like Patrick McDavid said, he said, man, Israel has the worst PR people in the world. No, they don't. They know creating hatred against Israel and Jews will keep Netanyahu and the Mossad and others in power. And that's my point. If you want a fire to stop burning, take the fuel away. Take the oxygen away. Not to destroy Israel, not to kill Jews, but my goodness gracious. For whatever reason, do you guys just continue to show up as the center of attention? And then you got the Muslims running around foaming at the mouth, and they are celebrating how the number one issue for liberals and now conservatives is Israel, this tiny country that not out of hatred, but just out of repetition, that was locked in a cage, and a random word was blared by loudspeakers for hundreds of years. I'd hate the word. Let's say the word is grape juice or fire hydrant or pelican. And you're in a cage. Pelican, 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 pelican. I'm like, I'm worried about GMOs. I'm worried about glyphosate in the water. I'm worried about these poison shots. And we're going, nope, nope, pelican, pelican. I'm like, okay, just say pelican 5,000 times, and then can we talk about something else? No. Pelican, 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 Jew, 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 Jew. And I'm just like, ah. And then a lot of the Jews run over and become pro-Muslim, leftist, anti-Jew. They're like, I'm not with this. I'm a self-hating Jew. So you got that extreme over on one end. And you got the other extreme. Oh, we're under attack. We can do whatever we want. So if you oppose anything we push, you're a Nazi. I've had the ADL and those groups trying to shut me down forever. Because I called them out on the whole scam, folks. You only beat this by a 35,000-foot view. You only beat this by understanding the big picture. So I'm done talking about it. Don't worry. We covered it up today. We only spent 2 hours on Jews. Oh, my God. But we have the world ID, the world carbon taxes. We have all these issues. The dollar dies. We're totally screwed. We have Comey pleading, you know, not guilty. We have the Democrats trying to cause a civil war with their Muslim hordes. And I don't hate the average Muslim, but there's two types of countries. Muslim countries and ones that are about to take over. Oh, God, you're for Israel. It's like saying, are you for being hit in the head with a hammer or a hatchet? And I say, I don't want the hammer or the hatchet. You go, oh, you're for the hammer. No, I can be against both. Let's be big people here. But I know it's not going to stop. It all leads to Armageddon. It's all been foretold. I tell you. Other big news right ahead. Stay with us. They'll be like, all the shows are right again. It got shut down. We've been fighting it. We don't want it. But, yeah, it's happening. But they don't own thealexjonesstore.com. And we have the Last Stand Super Sale. Buy one bottle, get any bottle free of any of the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, go now to alexjonesapp.com, alexjonesapp.com. And get download the free app, listen to the show, and share it. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Oh, wow. Be sure to get the app right now, folks, and share it right now. I'm just saying that, bang on the head. You realize, Matthew, it's the viewers and listeners in this. It ain't me, brother.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force. Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione. And just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
You know, I saw this story this morning, and now the feds have made a statement. We'll play the video in a moment. And they said, oh, they caught the arsonist that set the Palisades fire when President Trump was president-elect back in January of this year, 8 months ago. Oh, one guy, because we have the satellite footage, over 30 miles, perfectly sets fires along a road, and had the fire department and the city leave the power lines on with 80-mile-an-hour winds, 70 to 80-mile-an-hour, and drained the reservoir for firefighting and didn't test the fire hydrants and didn't send fire engines the next morning. He did it. Now, we have hundreds of videos of leftist demons running around setting fires to piggyback. I'm not saying he might not have done it. I'm not saying this guy's innocent. But I predicted they would burn it down. Just like Maui. I predicted they would declare a 15-minute city. I predicted the governor declare an emergency and wouldn't let people rebuild. Would build high-rise coffin apartments because it was the plan. And I predicted the first week. And the weeks after, and even MSNBC and Jen Psaki attacking Elon Musk agreeing with me that it was part of a UN deliberate plan. Remember that? So now we're told this one person did it all. How do you say his name? Rendernecht. Jonathan Rendernecht. He's been charged. He did it all. He drained the reservoir. He wouldn't let him have the other water from reservoirs. He had them not test the fire hydrants. He had them not deliver fire trucks the next morning. He declared a 50-minute city. He blocked the permits. He declared an emergency and gave the rebuilding to his friends. Rendernecht did it. Arrests made in Palisades fire investigation, multiple law enforcement sources say. There are hundreds of videos of leftists running around setting fires. They always go out when there's high winds. They're demons. They have envy. They hate the nice houses. But it was the larger political system that did it. And so I meant to cover this a few months ago, do the deep dive, and I did cover it, but not as much as I wanted to. We have all these clips here. Clip number one, California fires. Designed to destroy. Firefighters should have been mobilized, but they weren't. L.A. Fire Union Chief says L.A. willfully understaffed. Fox News, DEI launch in fire department. Fat lesbian says if you need help, we're not going to help you. If you're a man, DEI L.A. Fire Chief says the city failed the department. 6 years ago, Trump called out California leadership for their failure to protect from fires. Not a failure, it's on purpose. Flashback, L.A. County Fire Department donated surplus supplies to Ukraine. Arson police made 34 arrests in California fires. I want to play clip 10 first. Jen Psaki, and then we'll put the news report with the indictment. Jen Psaki reports Elon agrees with Alex Jones on globalist fire plot. This is a few weeks into it, and is this not exactly what it turned out to be? They're still not issuing permits to rebuild. And Karen Bass said, oh, no, we're giving out permits. Trump said, when? Oh, next week. Here we are 8 months later. They haven't. So here's Jen Psaki trying to criticize me. This didn't age well for her. Here it is.
And with these fires still burning, we are facing important questions about how to mitigate and prevent disasters like this in the future. Fact is, leaders will need to confront a very complicated and challenging reality moving forward. But right now, that is not exactly what is happening. Instead, Donald Trump and his allies are injecting half-truths, misinformation, and flat out lies in some cases in order to score a version of political points, I suppose. So I guess none of us should have been shocked this week when Elon Musk posted that the Los Angeles Fire Department prioritized DEI over saving lives and homes. That's an exact quote. That appeared to be a disgusting dig at the city's fire chief, Kristen Crowley, who has served in the department for decades, rising through the ranks to become the first female and LGBTQ fire chief in LA's history. Musk also amplified a post this week from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Yes, that guy. He's still around. Alex Jones wrote that Los Angeles fires are part of a larger globalist plot to wage economic warfare and deindustrialize the United States before triggering total collapse. I mean, not sure that guy's okay. Musk responded to that post by writing, true. Yes, just to repeat here, that's just the richest man in the world and the best friend of the incoming president confirming to his 200 million followers that he thinks the devastating wildfires are a part of a globalist plot.
That's the Cloward and Piven plan. If you go on in the report we have, 2 weeks in, I detail everything that happened. Actually, a weekend. And it happened just as I said, because all the pieces were there. This is administrative warfare. Authorities announced the reported suspect, with their charging 29 arrested and charged for allegedly starting the Palisades fire, as if one guy did it. This is horse crap. Here it is.
Good morning. I'm Bill Asaley, the acting United States Attorney for the Central District of California. Today, we are announcing the arrest of 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht for igniting a fire that ultimately burned down the Palisades earlier this year, killing 12 people, destroying more than 6,800 structures, both homes and businesses, and damaging over 1,000 more buildings. The complaint unsealed today charges the defendant with destruction of property by means of fire, a felony that carries a mandatory minimum 5-year federal prison sentence and is punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison. The defendant was arrested yesterday on a federal criminal complaint near his Florida residence, and he's expected to make his initial appearance today in the federal court in Orlando, Florida. I stress that the complaint contains allegations and every defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The allegations in the affidavit are supported by digital evidence, including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting showing in part a burning forest and a crowd fleeing from it. And we're going to put that up on the screen here once we get that going. The allegations are, there it is. That's from his ChatGPT. That's an image he produced a few months before the fire started. It shows the city being burned there. The allegations are further supported by the defendant's cell phone, his false statements to law enforcement, and his behavior during the Lockman fire, which the defendant is charged with maliciously starting shortly after midnight on New Year's Day of this year, and which eventually became the Palisades fire. Late last New Year's Eve, Rindernecht returned to Pacific Palisades after working the evening shift as an Uber driver. Two of his passengers told law enforcement that he appeared agitated and angry that night. After dropping off a passenger in Pacific Palisades, Rindernecht parked his car and tried and failed to contact a former friend. He exited the car, walked up a nearby trail, took iPhone videos at a nearby hilltop, and listened to a rap song whose music video included objects being lit on fire. The defendant had listened to this song and watched its music video repeatedly in the days leading up to the Lockman fire. 12 minutes into the new year, environmental sensing platforms indicated that a fire had started. It took the defendant several tries to contact 911 to report the fire. He fled the scene in his car, but turned around after passing fire engines driving in the opposite direction to fight the fire. While the Lockman fire burned, the defendant walked up the same trail from earlier that night to watch the fire and firefighters, using his iPhone to take short videos of the scene. Although firefighters suppressed the blaze, the fire continued to smolder and burn underground within the root structure of the dense vegetation. So that fire started on January 1st, and it smoldered underground for about a week until on January 7th, heavy winds caused this underground fire to surface and spread above ground, causing what became known as the Palisades Fire.
All right, I've been researching other stuff today and prepared before this broke, right when I went on air. But we have all the footage. You saw it all the time. We have the damn satellite footage and aircraft footage. You got to the north, over 40 years of them refusing to cut brush, refusing to cut stuff from power lines. You're supposed to cut the power off. I had family out there at the time. When it happened in rehab 2 weeks before in Malibu, and they had to come back to Austin because they cut the power for a week because of 40-mile-an-hour winds in Malibu. And the standard thing, because I looked it up, would have been to cut it at 40-mile-an-hour winds. They didn't cut the power that day with up to 80-mile-an-hour winds, and you see the satellite footage, what I'm talking about now. We'll pull it up and add it in post. And you see fire starting over a 30-mile line all over. They lied and said, remember, oh, we didn't leave the power on. Then we have footage on the ground of power lines falling into the trees and doing it. Was fires all over the place. Now we're told a week before, of course there's little demonic firebugs everywhere. We have hundreds of videos of lighting fires. That week. We're told this guy, because his metadata admitted to it, that, oh, he lit a fire a week before, which no doubt probably is, he's probably guilty. And now they've found their patsy. So we don't ask about the 76 million gallon reservoir in the Palisades built in the 70s just for fires, drained a month before for maintenance. Turned out there wasn't maintenance. Or 2 months before, don't check the fire hydrants, or not sending fire department, or it being designated 15-minute city for the Olympics. Or my prediction, they declare an emergency and take it over and build high rises, which they did. And Trump even said it's deliberate now. But I said it within days. And now, he set a fire a week before, and it went into the root structure. Okay, yeah, underground fire. That's one fire. We have the local police dash cams and rings on houses, and it shows the power lines, hundreds of videos falling down. And we have the news saying, no, we turned the power off because, listen to me carefully, the default is to turn, there's some of it, yeah, there's, to turn it off. They always turned it off in Maui until that fateful day. And they did, and then they said, oh, we turned it off. We have all the footage. They didn't. Who owned the power company there? BlackRock bought it a few years before. And said in the press release, we're not trimming trees around it, around the power lines. We don't contribute to carbon energy. And they drained the fire reservoir built by good planners in the 70s just for that. 70 plus million gallons drained. And the other reservoirs, they won't give to farmers. They send it out to the ocean. So you just heard them say that this guy started a fire a week before in one spot. Let me give you a brief map. Because later we'll pull these up. I have the memory. Because I mean, I'm covering this now. But like, here's the Pacific Ocean. Here's the Palisades. And here's L.A. in general. You got all these hills, all these power lines up here. You got 80-mile-an-hour winds coming in. You don't cut the power to these. Power lines fall over, fire everywhere, rushing fire, blasting. You don't send extra fire trucks the next morning. They want you to believe a guy that set a fire a week before that flips around backwards. The point is, they want you to believe a guy that set a fire a week before, who obviously probably did. He's guilty, but not guilty of the whole thing. Did this guy drain the reservoir? Oh, no. Did he not send the fire trucks? Did he leave the power lines on? Did he have a big, fat DEI deputy chief saying, we don't help white men? You shouldn't be in your house. You know, raptor falls on your back. Well, you don't need our help. I don't need to be able to pick you up. Every fireman before that, oh, I mean, you're a fat woman. Look, I'm a pretty strong man. And I've done fireman carries. And picking up a 250-pound guy, you know, it's hard getting them up. It's easy once you do it. But a woman can't do it. But your answer is you just don't get any help. Okay, great. Great. Look, I can't play in the NFL. Ain't because I'm just not up to it. Women sure as hell can't do it. But this is the delusional crap we're fed on. So here's just one of the many reports filed right when it all started. California fires. Very important. Here's clip one. And you look at what's happening in Los Angeles right now. At every level, at every step of the way, this is not mismanagement. This is perfect administrative, economic, industrial sabotage. This is murder. This is destruction. This is scorched earth. This is siege by design. So this is a designed economic warfare system that they've been developing really since the 50s in the globalist publications and battle plans that we've made films about, written books about, covered ad nauseum here. And they call it the rewilding, the deindustrialization plan, 1992, Rio de Janeiro, the Earth Summit. They pass the Club of Rome limits to growth plan, and they list all the things they're going to do. Get rid of farming, most farming, get rid of fertilizer, get rid of the nuclear family, get rid of single family homes, depopulate the planet, not create fire breaks, not touch the wilderness, including in the middle of your city, destroy dams, don't build reservoirs. It's happening everywhere. And then you are made to get all this insurance, and then magically in Lahaina, Maui, right before the fires, they pull people's insurance. Almost everybody's. Magically in the key areas of L.A., pull the insurance 2 months ago. Pull the insurance. And it happens over and over again. Then you've got roving homeless everywhere, 70-plus thousand, 77,000, a small percent, but it's still a big group. People love to burn things down. You've got leftists constantly getting caught. The big fires last year and the year before in Canada, caught leftist, barely makes the news. They are sabotaging your children. They're sabotaging the culture. Cloward and Piven is just one of their public strategies that describe this to collapse society. And they called for an end to industrial civilization. Type in 1992, Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit passes resolution and treaty to end industrial civilization, post-industrial world. Just type those terms in. You'll be on the UN website. It's like you type in replacement migration, UN, and you'll be on the UN website. You don't have to believe me. Please, go look it up. So, they cut the firefighters. They don't build fire breaks or clean up the brush for decades. Then there's no water to fight the fires. And it's in the key zone where they're going to have the Olympics coming up and build a, quote, smart city just like Lahaina. And it's the same story over and over and over again.
As he's giving us an aerial perspective to the devastation in the Palisades, Sky 5 unable to fly due to a temporary flight restriction put in place because President Biden is in town. But this is an incredible view of what it looks like from above.
Yeah, we will have more in terms of an aerial perspective, we believe, tomorrow once the sun comes up and we begin to get a good measure of the level of devastation here.
It is Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, and I want to be 100% clear about what's happening in California right now. It's not like I'm going to come on the show today and blame the government of California and the Democrats and their policies just because I feel like it. We've been exposing this on my show for at least 25 years. And the different Great Reset, Rewilding, Post-Industrial, Rio de Janeiro, UN, 1992, treaty that is doing this all over the Western world by direct policies, what you saw in Lahaina a few years ago, in Maui, what you're seeing now is where, starting in the mid-90s, any leftist-controlled city, including now in Europe, got rid of thousands of years of human understanding, where even in ancient cultures, the Romans, the ancient Gauls in what's France today, the Germans, people in China did this. Africans do it around their villages. You cut the brush back for a long way around your village, around your town. You build fire breaks so that when fires come, they don't jump across and burn down your town. But starting in the mid-90s, they stopped cutting the brush and a lot more. We'll explain it all when we come back. And there's whole other reports within days where I said, he'll seize control of the governor. He'll declare an emergency. He won't let him rebuild. He won't give him the building permits, and he'll turn him into high rises. And now Bill Gates is investing, and Oprah and the rest of them in Lahaina. We know this from Catherine Austin Fitz, the deputy head of HUD, decades ago. And now it all happened. Now, Elijah Schaefer, we had a nice discussion a few days ago. He got on late because of technical difficulties. And the same with Patrick Ben David. It was on both their ends. I'm not mad at either one of them, but that's not us. He's coming on, and so I said, we're done with Israel. No more. We will. No, but I'm going to hit some other issues with him as well. And this big Candace Owens thing and all that's coming up. And then the War Room with Harris and Smith today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Be sure and join us for that. But before he joins us at 6 after, I want to hit a few more clips where they've had $100-plus million fundraisers where zero money goes for those hurt by fire. Of course, that's the left. That's how they operate. That's coming up. But before I end this segment, I'm not funded by the globalists, ladies and gentlemen. I'm funded by you. So I'm going to bring you products that really work. You think our information is powerful? Imagine the products. Today is the last day of the Last Stand InfoWars Super Sale, thealexjonesshow.com. A bunch of the products sold out, so they're not buy one, get one free. But our top sellers, we still have because they ordered more of it. The ultramethylene blue, the very best. The Shilajit, the Irish CMOS gummies. They're all available. Buy one, get one free. Store-wide, 20% off. That means on top of that, or Patriot Apparel, any of it. And then if you have the app, alexjonesapp.com, takes you right to the Apple Store, number one in news, get an additional 20% off. That's a loss leader. That sale ends today. But you've seen what's happened with Roseanne Barr and with dozens and dozens of guests. Here, take methylene blue. In 30 minutes, everybody gets incredible energy, but the long-term effects are even more incredible. You've seen what's happened with Stuart Rhodes and everybody else. We have the best medical-grade ultramethylene blue. The capsule's already sold out, but we have the liquid that's the same stuff. You can get more for your bang for your buck. Buy one, get one free, 20% off on top of that at thealexjonesshow.com. But if you're on the app, it's the same shopping cart, 20% off on top of that. That's 40% off and buy one, get one free. That is a loss leader. But I know it's so good that if you just try it, you'll be hooked and you support the broadcast. TheAlexJonesShow.com and become a VIP. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend the store each month. Special deals, special offers, and more. Everybody should become a VIP. We'll be right back.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app.
and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Chuck Berry, as we enter the fourth hour of the live transmission of this Wednesday edition of the Alex Jones Show, October 8th, 2025.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth.
All right, so not only did you have them burn it down, drain the water, order a stand down, now they've had a patsy started a fire a week before, which is just insane. They had hundreds of little firebug leopards running around burning right now. We have the Annenberg Foundation. When you watch PBS or any of it, that's a big Rockefeller globalist group. They literally stole the $100+ million from the fire aid money, just like Bono's one foundation. The joke is it gives 1%. Whenever they're trying to feed starving Africans, they just steal 99% of the money. Totally sick. And, yeah, people that'll do that will burn your ass down to get your property and get the giant $50 million federal bailout. So that's the motive, and I predicted it all the first week of the fires, now all confirmed, and they got a patsy who didn't even start the main fires, they say. Here's the Annenberg Foundation, stole $100+ million from the concrete grave, the fiery grave they built. Here it is.
Fire Aid, that star-studded concert that raised $100 million for wildfire victims. But where did all that money go? Investigative journalist Sue Pasco has been digging for answers.
A reader sent me a little note and said, I've never seen any Fire Aid money. How do I apply for Fire Aid money? And I thought, well, you know, I've never thought about that. There's 12,000 people, basically, 12,000 homes gone. Those people probably want to know where the money is. This will be an easy task to find out. Mm-hmm. So I contacted the Annenberg. They never responded.
And the Annenberg is?
Foundation, because they are overseeing the wildfire funds, yes. So I emailed them several times. They never responded. I called them several times. They never responded. And finally, it was like almost 2 weeks later, a woman got back to me and she said, oh, I'm sorry for the delay. The person you need to speak to is Chris Wallace. He's a media spokesperson for wildfire funds. So I contacted Chris and I said, you know, victims want to know when they can get their money. Seems like a very simple question. Mm-hmm. He said, basically, they don't. All this money are going to nonprofits, and then nonprofits will take care of making sure the money's distributed. So I looked at initially they gave $50 million to about 120 nonprofits. And I looked at these nonprofits, and one of them said, we help mobile home parks. And there were two mobile home parks in the Palisades, all low income. Mm-hmm. And so I contacted the people there. They had never received any money. They had never heard of that. When you go through, I would urge everyone to just go to the nonprofits that are listed. If you want a good laugh, I mean, one of the nonprofits cleans preschool bathrooms. Well, after the fire, who knows? Maybe there is a preschool bathroom that needs cleaning.
Yeah.
In other words, a lot of these nonprofits are ancillary, if you will.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Right now, if you need help, emergency information, resources, and shelter is available. All of this can be found at URL. Los Angeles, together is how we will get through this. Through the heroism of our firefighters, the vigilance.
The LA County Fire Department, the LA City Fire Department, and the Air National Guard have collaborated to send some of their surplus equipment to the war-torn country. It's part of a nationwide effort among agencies across the U.S. The donated supplies include hoses, nozzles, helmets, body armor, and more.
And the mayor at the time said, oh no, you can go right back in. We'll give you permits this week. 7-plus months later, no permits. Because they're taking your land for a 15-minute UN city. So we need to oppose the UN, the globalists, Newsom, the Democrats. Absolutely criminal what's going on. Where is the Justice Department on this? Going after Gavin Newsom. All right. Elijah Schaefer had technical difficulties a few days ago. So I wanted to get him back on today, and he joins us on the other side. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be talking about everybody's favorite topic.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm friends with Elijah Schaefer. He was mad about some things I said last week, so we got him on a couple days ago. He had technical difficulties. But he's back with us, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm censoring him under orders of Netanyahu right now. That's why I had him on. But getting serious here, I want to spend some time on the Israel stuff, but I also want to get your take on some of the other things that are going on, like Trump announcing cruise missiles, Tomahawk cruise missiles to Ukraine to hit Russia proper. Pretty important stuff, but I got to say it. It's not that I'm eating crow. In fact, it's the opposite of that. It's me doing exactly what I said I would do. And I said a month ago when Charlie got killed, by the evening, people were saying he'd become critical of Israel. Well, everybody has. We're all anti-establishment. The Great Awakening's here. It's one of the big sacred cows you can't touch. I was covering it decades ago, back when you really got attacked for doing it. But then I also won't always say, a bolt of lightning strikes a farmhouse and it burns down, that, Netanyahu had a weather machine doing it, though those things exist. DARPA-owned government. But I said, if I see evidence of Israel, I'll go there.
And we know that TPUSA was very important politically to the Republican Party, $500 million war chest. And Candace Owens, who I've known forever since she first got political, but we discovered her, it's on record. I discovered her, I mean, we were the first big show to put her out, myself and Paul Watson. Very, a lot of integrity, wonderful woman. I don't agree with everything she does. I mean, none of us agree with it, perfectly with each other, but overall, personal great integrity. She comes out and says, he was inviting me to come back on the road with him. They said, oh, he hates you with no evidence. He was nothing to do with you. Well, he called me. You know, I've been at TPUS things last year. I was never blackballed. So he's like, why won't you come? You need to come. Give me some dates. So he called me like February or so saying, hey, give me some dates. Then he called me back a few months ago. Hey, where are the dates? We want to get you on the road. He wants hot speakers. But we know he's being pressured now because Candace released the text by high-powered right-wing Jewish donors and pro-Israel donors not to have Tucker, not to have Candace. I'm not mentioned. But now it makes sense, the calls I got 3 weeks before he got killed saying, I really want you at a bunch of events, and I really want to promote you, and I appreciate you exposing Epstein and putting your feet to the fire. People in the administration, there's a real battle. You got to come up to the White House, and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, yeah, great, sure, book it, whatever. Never happened because we're all busy. But then it started lining up when I saw this because, the pro-Israel lobby, the Netanyahu lobby is like, Candace doesn't talk to Charlie. He hates her. She goes, okay, and releases all the text messages, her asking her to go on the road. Then she says, oh, he was really mad. Israel's not going to enslave me. They're not going to bully me. The Israel First lobby's not going to control me. They go, you're a liar. She releases the text a couple days ago. Now she puts out a dead man switch, sends it out to people she trusts, Tucker and others, that he thought he was going to be murdered imminently for what he was doing. And the implication was over what he was doing was breaking with the Israel lobby that didn't control him but was trying to. We're talking about Netanyahu here. So I didn't see any evidence of Israel killing him because we're still trying to figure out ballistics. But the whole story doesn't add up, the 30-odd six, any of that. So I told listeners, I'm not somebody, despite what the media says, that just says something for clicks. I need to see evidence. And I'm not saying there's proof that Israel did it now, but I was going from the Democrats that knew he got 1.5 million people registered to vote conservatively in the last election and growing as being the main culprits. They said they wanted him dead and celebrated it. And then, quite frankly, the RNC was kind of jealous. Somebody inside that might have been involved. And then you got kind of Israel and people down the line. But now with this, I said if I see evidence, it moves the needle from no evidence of Israel to a lot of evidence. And I said I'd go there if that was the case. But how dumb were the neocons and the Republican establishment and the Israel lobby to think she made it up that he asked her on the road? To think he made it up, or she made it up, that he was really pissed off at the Israel lobby and was going to totally break with him. I love how she puts it out, so they call her a liar, and then a few days later, she releases it. You can bet they're going to release these text messages of Charlie saying, what I just did, I'm afraid to die. Now, the people saying Israel did it the first few days also said his security guard shoots him under the arm. The guy's got a cell phone under his arm. He hears it. Everybody else goes, whoo, the cell phone. That guy, you just accused an innocent dude of killing him. He didn't do it. Guy behind him with a bottle of water, they say is a camera gun. So I was like, whoa. People put out theories in the past. I would just cover their theories. And then I get sued for what they said, like Sandy Hook. Professors and stuff questioning if it happened. I covered it. I then questioned it, which is defensible in the First Amendment, which I didn't even really do that. Then they say I peed on graves. Nobody peed on graves. So I got to be careful, too, because I'm a major target. But I didn't see any evidence of that. Now, I just can't believe it. I'm just like, is it always Israel? Like, it's like, even Nick Fuentes is like, show me some evidence. And they accused him of working for Israel. No. I mean, but here's the key. I'll go to Elijah Shaver. You have the clear ChatGPT style letter from the supposed shooter, the patsy, to his girlfriend, boyfriend, that hits all 10 points of no alibi, total confession, perfect for conviction. You can tell ChatGPT. Crew brings me stuff sometimes, and I go, ChatGPT wrote that. They go, how'd you know? I go, come on, man. So the jingoism's all of it. You got that. You got the rifle you couldn't break down. Bore sight it, couldn't do it. A great gun guy with that gun. 3 minutes to break it down. I mean, it's the story ain't true. And then you add the bullet, 30-06 going in and bouncing out. On and on. Impossible. Well, who can cover that up? The FBI. So I don't know if Israel did it. I don't know if the Chi-Coms did it. I don't know if the Easter Bunny did it. But I know this. Charlie Kirk was worried about Israel and worried for his life. And the official story doesn't add up. And then who is in control of the narrative? Cash Patel's FBI. That's where we are. And I said, if I'm presented with it, I will. It wasn't hard on 9/11 to say they blew up the towers. I'd been on air 9 a.m. when it happened. Took off at like 4 o'clock Central to go get a pizza a mile away. Listen to CBS Radio. And they go, we're going to blow up Building 7, Solomon Brothers building, 47 stories, so it doesn't damage buildings. And they go, and I'm driving back eating pizza, driving back to the studio. Hadn't eaten all day. I was so freaked out. And they announced they blew it up. Now, there was no internet archiving back then. It took years for that stuff to finally get re-uploaded. Transmitting up the networks later at a digital archive and did it. NBC, CNN, all of it. All saying they blew it up before it fell. So, see, I knew they blew it up. They said they. Then I interviewed the cops that were there with the countdown. Media said, I said they did it. No, they were cops saying they heard the countdown over the radio. They're going, get back. They're blowing it up. My job was easy then because they said they blew it up that day. I'm in my Tahoe listening to CBS radio, cramming sausage pizza in my mouth, listening to it. Of course, now we have all the dozens of newscasts saying it. But with this now, we've got an issue here. So I'm not eating crow. I said, if I see evidence of Israel, I'll go there. I did not see it until now. Sure, him saying he's mad at Israel, all that, everybody's doing that. But this is big. Now, she hasn't released the third round of text. You know she got it. She already proved herself over and over again. So what is this going to do? Elijah Schaefer, that's quite the intro. Elijah Schaefer, host of at Elijah Schaefer. Great programs, all the great work you do. Patrick McDavid on with us earlier. But Elijah, what do you make of this? Because this is going to be a firestorm of firestorms when she releases those texting and that to multiple parties that Israel was going to kill him. What do you make of that, Elijah Schaefer?
Alex, can you just say you were wrong and I was right? Because I knew about this stuff, and there's more stuff, because I told you that we were doing a joint investigation with Candace Max Blumenthal, and there's more information, including some stuff, if you'd like. I can even mention some people by names now that have given me permission on information. Can we admit that when I was saying there are things that we know, which you and Ezra made it be like, what do you know? This is not the end of it. And I'm not saying this happily. I'm not Breland Hollihan smiling about Charlie Kirk being dead. I'm smiling because I want justice, and I told you on the last show, I said, everybody thinks that Israel is linked or Israeli interests are linked. I'm not saying it because, you know, we've been legally threatened. And I told you that they came and legally threatened us for investigating the Hamptons meeting, which they're denying. I had somebody that was at the Hamptons meeting that I was with last night.
Okay, for all these terms, I'm going to shut up and give you the floor. And it's not about when I've been wrong, I'm happy to admit I'm wrong. I haven't seen this evidence. Now that we're seeing evidence pointing that way, I'm covering it. So you're like, well, I can't show you the evidence. Before I see it, she's showing the text message. So it's not you're wrong when you're saying, as a jury, show me evidence, then you're shown it. So I'm happy. If it makes you happy, I'll say I was wrong. I wasn't saying you were trying to make stuff up, and I didn't know you were talking to Candace. So I'm not talking. People were saying a month ago today, within hours, Israel killed him. I just said, I can't do that. I have no idea what's even going on. So
I think, Alex, I respect you. I think you have one of the greatest shows that has ever existed. So I mean this in all respect to you as a mentor. And I mention every show I'm on for people that are knowing me for the first time. Alex is the one that red-pilled me and woke me up. With all respect of my life and owing my entire worldview to you, I think they got you PTSD'd with the Sandy Hook stuff. I think that that lawsuit, I'm not going to say much more to not put you in a tough place. I'm sure you're tied up there. I think that they meant to intimidate and scare you, and nobody blames you for trying to be cautious. Nobody blames you. And I think we all know that what those families and what they did, it's unacceptable.
Well, it's the Democrats. And it was meant to intimidate people. Let's be clear. It's not PTSD'd. I didn't do the things they said. I've learned how they twist stuff to then raise $300 million off my name and play victim.
Correct.
If we call it PTSD, you're absolutely right. Because I used to just cover what other people were saying, that I would get blamed for their theories. Does that make sense?
Correct. Listen, I've had co-hosts.
No, I think that's fair. I think I do have PTSD from it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of good as you get older. You kind of start, you know, being a little more, but I get it. The system's so discredited, it's totally fair to say anything now. Why? We're allowed to say whatever we want. We're allowed to not believe any of this stuff. We've been lied to so much.
Right. And I want you to get back to that, Alex. I speak for all of Americans and all patriots that love you and have supported you for decades to say we want that Alex back. And it's not that you've lost it. It's that, look, the time for precaution, you know,
but
we always have to be cautious.
Elijah,
but
the first
but
day
I want
they
that.
Were saying Israel did it, there was no evidence then. As soon as I see some evidence, I'm on it. Like why don't
correct.
I?
But see, when I'm telling you the way that it's working. You know, when you have Ezra Levant, who I know you and Gavin both love him, but I've told you he's a bad faith actor, and I'm telling you he's bad faith because I've told you that he had all of his accounts blocked me, Rebel News, while I was living in Australia, while we were fighting for the Constitution against the people's
vote. Here's the thing. I want to get back to Charlie Kirk. You're welcome.
Yeah,
right.
I'm coming.
I don't know this.
I'm telling you he had Rebel. There was only two main people that had the ability with, I had the largest reach of any influencer on the right. We were trying to protect the Constitution, and he instructed his people to not work with me because I didn't support Israel's war. And he potentially sacrificed the freedom and the future of a civil nation all because he didn't support Israel. So he put Israel's support above Australia, above the West, and he does that in America, he does that in Canada, and he fired one of my employees for saying that Jesus was a Christian, not a Jew, on Christmas just to cause pain to her. And I had to hire her because he intentionally hurt her on a Christian holiday, intentionally
okay, well,
for making
I didn't
a
know
Christian
you,
statement.
Here's the deal. We're literally on 400-plus radio stations. So most people don't even know who Ezra Levant is, or quite frankly, you're great, don't know who you are. We're literally trying to talk about big topics here. I'm not mad. You say this all you want. I just like, I forgot you even lived in Australia. It's like, let's go back to the Candace Owens thing, okay?
Well, I'm coming back. I'm saying that's why when he was saying this, I'm telling you about the PSYOP. This is connecting it. So when Ezra's coming out, this is not just a random political guy that's trying to just, you know, help you find the truth. He's trying to discredit me because they were afraid that things like this would come out. When Josh Hammer comes out in September 29th of 2025 of this year, after Charlie was murdered, Josh Hammer, who also happens to be, you know, of the tribe, by my understanding, the same guy at CPAC who said that Western civilization rests on the United States and Israel existing. Israel's not even the West. It's in the East. It's literally in the Middle East. That's not the West. You can't claim that you're West just because you're gay.
I barely even know who Josh Hammer is. I'm begging you. Well, I always think about the audience.
He's very prominent. He was on the phone with Charlie the night before he was murdered, struggle sessioning him with a rabbi, ensuring that on his first stop that they were asking him allegedly, which to their own admission, trying to make sure he was trained in his responses about
Israel.
Yeah, so
let me stop you. I'm going to give you the floor if you just listen to me. I'm pretty politically dialed in, but I've not been involved with all these people and all these things. So I'm not understanding what you're saying. So when I hear that, if I don't know what's being said, I got to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can say all this. You can talk about Josh Hammer for 10 minutes later. Start over with how big it is that Candace Owens is bringing the receipts that indeed he was scared of Israel, Charlie Kirk, and indeed this all went on. This is huge. Can we speak to that and then her dead man switch and what you think's coming and what you think this signifies?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do that. I'm saying Josh Hammer led the coalition claiming because he was on the phone and he's the authority with Charlie before he was murdered. He was the last major person. The next day, I think he was being interviewed with Stephen Gardner. And he said this, I was given access to this letter a few months ago. I read it at the time about the letter that Charlie wrote to Netanyahu, which was presented like he supported Israel. But most of us read it like what it meant to say to Netanyahu was, look, you're indefensible now. It's on your hands. You got to fix yourself. I'm not working for you anymore. And he said, as I've been saying repeatedly, this is what Josh Hammer said, Tucker Candace and other bad faith actors are lying through their teeth about Charlie and Israel. The day after Charlie, around the time Charlie was killed, he said Charlie was not switching up on Israel. I was telling people, I got a call from the top people at Turning Point who said on the phone a couple weeks before he was murdered, hey, listen, Charlie's on board. He agrees with what he thinks like you. You're welcome to come to AmFest just like you. I was unblacklisted. They said they would let me speak at schools again, that everything was fine. Obviously, things are changing. I obviously got blacklisted because my position on Israel, even though I'm approved by them. So we were telling you this. And then I had a friend who was, I can't say anything else, but let's just say this. Charlie was hiring people right now who to help on his podcast that were distinctly anti-Israel, including one of his contractors, Josiah Moody, who I just spoke to, who currently is his YouTube specialist to this day of the show, who's allowed me to name him. You know, said that him and Charlie were talking multiple times about how Israel lobby and the Israeli donors were bullying him, and it was a bad situation.
Yeah, and
it was
going on. We now know those texts are released. I'm asking, you get all this, but I know you're all in the weeds on this. I'm barely following you. What I get your name and name, it's fine. What I'm asking, Elijah, I know it's so much fun. Well, what I'm asking you is, big picture, what do you make of the Candace Owens information and now her set to release? He was fearing for his life. That's big.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. People tried to lie because they were afraid that this stuff was going to come out because they knew that she had it. They knew this was out. I was saying, hey, more will come out. As people were mocking him, saying there's more that's going to come out. We know things, and there's more that you guys are going to find out too that are going to come out. It's not in my place to say anything. I will let the people say them that were closer to Charlie, that were closest to him. We have this. A man is dead and he was murdered and he's moderate. We have an FBI that the same people who were telling us not to trust about the Epstein case just a week earlier, who Charlie was saying, you know, maybe we can't trust their official narrative. We have Charlie, who was changing publicly his narrative on Israel, who was texting, telling people that Israel was allegedly, I'll say, Israel was trying to kill him. You know, possibly if he changed tune or his donors were, whatever, you know, semantics you want to put out there. And then he's murdered, assassination style. And there's so many anomalies going on. And I think, no, I never said Israel did it. I'm not even claiming Israel did it right now. What we know is a man was murdered and he was in the middle of a very serious altercation with multiple people that are known to be linked to political assassinations. Not the individuals directly, but their movement, the Zionist movement, is a heavily violent movement. They're in a war right now, indiscriminately killing children. They have no problem murdering people.
I was wanting you to talk to me at a level I can understand. So you're welcome to name all these names, tell the whole story when we come back. Give me a 2-minute summation, because it's so big to have Candace show all these receipts. Now she set him up with more receipts that he was fearing for his life, extension of Israel. So you say you were you know this. I didn't, when you cryptically said, we've got info we can't tell you, I believe you. So give us kind of a summation in 2 minutes and then come back and walk it out for us. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old.
Okay. There were some very bad men who had given Charlie money, who were mad because Charlie wasn't doing what they were telling him to do. And he was being fair and democratic, and he was going with the movement and saw where things are going and realized that though he loved Jewish people probably and still does, as no one hates the Jews themselves, that the Israeli government and the Zionist movement, obviously he was a tool and a pawn of those people. And he wanted to move in the direction of truth. When you take a lot of money from people and you don't do what they say, it's not good, and it never ends well. Everybody knows that, especially when you're dealing with a mafia like the Zionist mafia, which is real and exists, and these people control people through blackmail and through money. We all know this. So for weeks before this, everybody knows he was changing tune. He was inviting Marjorie Taylor Greene. He wanted to do panels on Zionism. And if Turning Point switched the conversation and said, it's now okay in the mainstream to criticize Israel, you can get a job at Turning Point, because I'm Charlie, and like Tucker, there's more of us. They were losing their control of the narrative. They have bad PR because they're inauthentic and they control through blackmail and violence and money. This is very evil mafia tactics.
And you're saying they got panicked and made this move.
I'm not legally allowed to say anything. What I'm trying to say is any investigator would tell you this. If there is big disputes over millions and potentially long-term billions of dollars, and that there is a war that they're willing to sacrifice 60,000, 70,000 innocent lives to achieve their goal, what makes anyone think that the people linked and around this movement wouldn't do something? We're not saying they did. We're not saying Israel did it. We're not saying his donor did it. We're saying the fact that everyone doesn't want us to investigate this, the fact that we're getting legal threats, the fact that when we say it, they call us crazy, psychotic, schizophrenic.
Well, let's be clear, Elijah. That's crazy. You're allowed to say it here, but I think it's starting to go that direction. So I don't know what you're... I think we can say whatever we want here. I don't got to be legal. Person. I'm not legal to tell me what to say. Let's come back and say whatever you want here. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now dominating at the Apple Store. After launching the app just a couple days ago, we are now the second most downloaded app in the world. And as you all know, the Democrats and the deep state they've done everything they can to shut us down. Now it's up to you to make us number one. So download the Alex Jones app right now at alexjonesapp.com. And let's make AJN Live the number one app in the world.
Download the brand new app that's rising to the top of the charts. Give it a go. Download the AJN Live app right now over at alexjonesapp.com. Head on over there right now. Stay in touch with us, because you never know when that front door will be locked. So we want to stay in touch. Have a great weekend. Alex is next.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So a few days ago, I originally had Elijah Schaefer, a friend of mine, popular podcaster, journalist, thought about Netanyahu saying eight-front war, we're going to try to shut down independent media in the U.S. That's a big enough claim. That's bad. Totally oppose it. Love the ADL getting kicked out of the federal government. Love the Southern Poverty Law Center being kicked out. He's like, no, I take it as a physical threat. That tied into Charlie. Like, well, I really see the evidence of that. But with Candace Owens, it adds some credibility to that. And so now we're trying to focus on that. So when I ask him to dumb it down for me, he knows all these people, all these names, half the stuff I don't know what he's talking about. I'm talking specifically with him about how big is it. Look, the receipts Candace Owens is bringing, and where does he think this is leading, and what's really happening at TPUSA, and what's his latest research, and what really happened to Charlie? Because I think now it's official. The official story is not true. Here's a short little promo. We'll go back to Elijah Schaefer.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Absolutely ridiculous promo.
AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Absolutely ridiculous. Okay, that is so cheesy. Seriously, folks, the sale ends. Buy one, get one free. Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, and the Shilajit today. Huge sale, 20% off on top of that. Yeah, the app, 20% off on top of that. That's insane. All right, so Elijah, I'm sorry if I'm frustrating you. I'm like, wow, looks like you're vindicated. Here's this thing, and then you go off on a bunch of stuff and names, which I'm sure is all important to you because you're in the middle of it. It's kind of like your own narrative. You have to walk us through all this. But big picture, so I guess you're talking to Candace. You were saying new info's coming out. What is the information you have? Big picture, what's about to break?
There is distinct proof that Charlie was under duress and believed that his life was in danger directly related to whatever altercations he was undergoing with Zionist and Israeli-linked donors, of which he was having a fallout in the tunes of millions of dollars and realized that he needed to change directions and he was no longer going to let the Israeli lobby control him or Turning Point, which is huge because that was going to change the entire conversation. And so I'm saying, which is crazy, and maybe I was frustrating you, and I'm sorry about that. I mean, we have a colleague who was murdered.
No, I'm sorry. I was understanding it, so I just said, please dumb it down. That's all.
Yeah. So what we have is we have three things then. We have someone who's dead that we can prove distinctly was murdered ruthlessly, publicly, possibly in a way to show him a message. But then why? Who would do that? Well, we look as an investigator into the previous weeks and days before someone is murdered or what's going on in their life. We find out, A, Charlie lost a huge donor to the tune of millions of dollars. B, we have evidence from myself, from Marjorie, from yourself, others, that Turning Point Leadership and Charlie were calling people to change the direction of the kind of people they were going to platform in direct defiance with what the donors told Charlie to do after SAS when he platformed Tucker.
No, I was never begging to come on. I've been to a few events. But he's like, I want you to go on tour with us. I love you. Will you please? Yeah, that was like 3 weeks before he got killed.
Yeah, and mine was 2 weeks before, and I even messaged Marjorie Taylor Greene about it, so we have that. So we know things were changing. And three, we also know that these people who were he was having an altercation with, their movement is violent, corrupt, and tortious, meaning these individuals are known to assassinate their political opponents, to kill innocent families. They are ruthless. They seem to be maybe of the Antichrist, maybe this mafia, because they're so evil and so dark. So you have one of the darkest, most evil mafias in a war currently, and their president says they're going into an ideological eighth front war right after Charlie's killed. That we're gonna pay influencers. We're gonna take back the narrative. We forced the sale of TikTok. The ADL did, you know, Jonathan Greenblatt. They forced the sale of TikTok to get control of the algorithm. These guys can control apps. They can get foreign-owned apps to go into Congress and be sold so that they can control the algorithm. Then they banned the juice emoji because it sounds like their religion, and they claim it was antiseptic or anti-Semitic, whatever you want to call it. So you have all these facts. Now, it would literally take an idiot to sit there and go, oh, well, there's no proof. Well, with Epstein, we have an Epstein situation here. We're dealing with people that are above political accountability. We're dealing with people who are above normal judiciary boundaries. And these people are the people that we suspect were involved in the murder of Charlie Kirk. So just like with Epstein's victims, we have victims who claim that they were assaulted. We have an island. We have videotapes. But we also have a lot of meddling. We have extreme dishonesty. And what we're seeing is the parallel between the Epstein case and Charlie's case, where in both cases, a man ended up dead, right? And when people don't want people to speak, they kill them. And we know
this
was the very
beginning. He was in a fight with his Israel lobby and Netanyahu, and he didn't fear for his life. And now what's going to happen when they're already doing it, saying Candace is a liar. The last three times they said it, she released the text messages. They walk right into the trap. She sent out the dead man switch. Where do you see this going?
I would be scared to be honest about that question, Alex. I want to reiterate to people that when I had a friend who was at the Hamptons meeting talking about where Charlie stood up to the donors, this was physically stood up to them and basically
now,
was like,
start over. What's the Hamptons meeting? Tell people about that.
So there was a meeting several weeks before Charlie was murdered that he called. Bill Ackman was there. It's all I'm going to say due to legal reasons. Allegedly others like Seth Dillon, you had Xavier Randisso and others who were at this meeting. And they have, many of these people have said that I am lying, that Max Blumenthal is lying, that Candace is lying, and that's fine, but I have one of my best friends that was there, unfortunately, for them, and who told me what happened there. And basically, this was Charlie's last stand, unfortunately, to where he told these people, these were, you know, the biggest Zionist influencers, the
and
biggest
Zionist billionaires. And now we have the text messages. You guys said this before they were released. This is now proven.
Well, and I even released the Hamptons information before it was premature, and I was actually told to delete my messages by somebody who was there because they were scared for their life. And so I had wrote, you know, why is no one talking about the Hamptons meeting? To which then one of the CEOs of one of the most powerful organizations on the right wing that is very wealthy, whose name, I will probably end up releasing, threatened one of my female employees and told us to watch our backs. And that they were going to get the largest global cabal, essentially, of litigators and destroy our life. And that they're now watching me. It was a threat. He said, we're watching your boss. We're tracking everything he says, everything he does. It's being closely monitored. That's what they said about me. We have this in writing, too. I'll see if we can legally send them to you, Alex, to see. But they said, they told me they were monitoring everything. They're watching every one of my moves as I started investigating the Hamptons meeting. And I'm going to tell you, by no means legally am I now allowed to claim that this person had anything to do with the murder of Charlie Kirk. But to me, if there was an investigation, I had nothing to do with it. I would happily welcome investigators. If people thought I was involved, I'd like to show you that I'm not involved.
Sure,
I'm not
moving
involved
on
in the murder
from that.
Of
what
Charlie
I'm trying
Kirk.
To ask you is, she's releasing the receipts. Now she's going to release this thing that Charlie was fearing for his life. What's that going to do?
It's going to mean that the only people who don't want to accept what's probably likely about the murder of Charlie Kirk are people who are either naive and refuse to accept reality. Is what we call NPCs. They think that they could never do something so evil like this to kill a friend and someone who's so innocent, that they don't realize that there are evil people who would do this. So their worldview limits their ability to comprehend the depth and the darkness of this. Or B, people are going to just do the same thing they do with Epstein, like, well, they're, you know, did you see the list? Well, if you haven't seen it, then you're an idiot. You know, like Trump told us, you're all stupid. And it's like after they've gaslit us and told us all these things, if you look at this evidence and you don't realize that there's a massive cover up happening right now, clearly,
And while I can't, we're not saying legally anyone is responsible. We're not saying legally that any country is responsible. We all will legally say that there was, from what we understand, only one group of people who had a problem with Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, certainly there was a big fight going on. This happens. That makes a suspect. So let me ask you this.
Correct.
And you asked me to apologize earlier.
I was messing with you. I don't need to apologize.
But I want to be clear. It's not about being right or wrong. I'm wrong all the time. People say I'm always right. No, I'm right most of the time. I was simply saying I want to see evidence. And but moving on from that's why you're here now to talk about this, because I'm just going with the truth is, why would people, when they know Candace, everybody has these texts and these messages, then call her a liar, not knowing what's about to happen? Like, this is going to be spectacular. She continues to release all this. What's going to happen when she releases those Charlie Kirk messages thinking Israel's going to kill him? If that's what they are, that's what they're saying it is.
So I'm not going to say to anything that's going to be released or to any messages, because it's not appropriate for me to do so.
Hold on a minute. Although I will you see that you want to get killed. That's what you do doing it. You're saying it's all implied.
No, I don't want to get killed. I don't want to get involved.
What I'm saying is, okay, well, what have you heard? Have you seen the text messages?
I have seen a lot of messages and had conversations with a lot of people. There's other ones out there that will come out besides these group chats with individuals. Like I mentioned, his current YouTube specialist. I've talked to his producer, who he hired several weeks before he got murdered. I've talked to all these people who were close and with Charlie and traveling with Charlie and around. I've seen their messages. I've seen what was going on. It is parallel to what you're seeing. And what you will see is a man who was trying to make a stand for what he saw was his country against a Zionist lobby, to which he realized the threat that it posed on him. He's not stupid, and he knew what was possible. And I'm saying it's just due to the legal threats against me and my company. I like to just say very, very frankly that if someone sees this evidence and what's about to come out and does not come to the conclusions that I'm holding, to which is clear, and I'm not allowed to express them due to duress and due to fear for not just legal issues, but meaning I'm afraid for Candace. I'm actually genuinely afraid for Candace Owens' life. And I'll say that 100% that I am genuinely not, I don't think they would kill her, because I think that, again, it would cost too much. The temperature is too hot. But I will say that if she keeps releasing this stuff on YouTube, we will see laws come into fruition. We will see censorship come into fruition, to where they will find a way to mitigate her voice. And I hope Candace is, she's not going to see this, but I hope she's careful, and I hope she's very, very secure.
I mean, if I was Israel and somebody criticized me and they're super popular, I wouldn't go whack them. That only makes it worse. So that's really kind of, look, all I know is we don't have evidence that Charlie Kirk was killed by Israel. But I'll say this, we do have evidence it was a big fight.
Said that.
We do have evidence that, I know, I'm speaking to myself now. It's me. When I speak, it's not you, Elijah. It's okay. It's my view. It's not you. Two different people. I'm being nice here, but this does move into that wheelhouse now of that, and actually gives oxygen to all of that. So I just ask, what's going to come next? Because this is crazy. I mean, this is wild.
Yeah. So first of all, if you thought I was being disrespectful to you all on the show, I apologize, because
I
genuinely love you.
You call me whatever you want. My point is
no.
Is that I never said Israel was involved. I said I wanted to see evidence. If I saw evidence, I'd cover it. We're doing it now. Moving on from that, I'm simply saying that what is the aftermath? Because I don't think Candace is lying. I think she's going to release that he was worried about being killed, directly connected to Israel. What is the aftermath of that? That's what I keep asking.
Yeah, okay, so let me answer that quite frankly. Number one, the aftermath of this is going to be more gaslighting, more lies, and more blacklisting just from the movement of, like, okay, if they already didn't want Tucker and Candace to speak, they're going to do whatever they can to undermine these people's reputation and find a way to make them look ridiculous and also become more blatant in the way they censor. How they used to say, like, they're not censoring. Now they just say they do. Now they just buy tech companies and censor. And then you see Xavier Randazzo, an influencer for Prager University, come out and make a video from PragerU who has always said that it was anti-Semitic to say that, you know, Jews think they're better, and makes the videos from PragerU and goes, you just wish you were Jewish and you're not as smart as a Jew. You can go watch it. It's a crazy. That's the video I was responding to that you played of me in El Salvador. I was responding to his video saying, you're just not as smart as Jews. Jews are just better than you. They work harder. They're more collective. And it was like, that was, it just became blatant. Now I run a show called The Rift Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 7 p.m. We're discussing more of this tonight on Rumble, on X. We have some articles on this, rifttv.com. You'll get more of this stuff as well. But realistically speaking, I'm going to tell you this. I have an event tomorrow, Alex. I sent it to one of your producers. I have an event tomorrow at University of Florida, 9 p.m. It's on my thing. Now, some radical transgender leftists have threatened to murder me, tomorrow night. They threatened to murder me for my perspectives publicly. We're trying to get them arrested and put in prison right now before the event. You can see it on my page. Thanks to Olivia Krolchek, who's trying to get this person fired, and we're trying to get the police to arrest them. They threatened to end my life, have called the Rift, what I run this network, they call it evil and deserving worse than to be canceled, and then said, hey, they're coming with guns. They use the phrase guns. And X won't take these posts down. People, why would X will take down if you say the N-word? If you say Jews control the world, they'll hide a post. But if you threaten to kill me, that sends a message to me. And I have prominent people of the tribe mocking me, like E.L. Yacobio. No one wants to kill you. When then I produce messages of people in my emails threatening to come find me and murder me, doxing me. I have to move every year from getting doxed.
But let me ask this larger question.
Yeah.
Specifically, you're saying you knew about information. Have you seen these text messages, or you say for legal reasons you can't release it? I don't understand that. I mean,
yes, I've seen plenty of text messages, of which some are going to be released, that will continue to verify the claims that I've made, or I would not have made these claims. That's what I'm saying. You will continue to see more information released. And by the way, I am not saying that Israel killed him or even suggesting that. What I'm saying is there is a cabal of people who are Zionists, and some of them are powerful Jews, that are also Zionist Jews, and because not all Jews are Zionist and not all Jews are a part of this group. So I'm not making a blanket statement here on any race or group of people. Yeah, there's the man that wants to kill me, by the way.
Come on, that beautiful
what I'm
woman.
Saying. Yeah, Alex, it looks like you with long hair, honestly. That's crazy.
Don't
ever become transgender. I'm joking. You've been looking sexy recently. You've been gotten trimmed. You're looking fit. You're looking buff. I feel like, I feel a little bit, maybe a yes homo a little bit, honestly, because I'm feeling a little bit like you've been trying and it's been working. Look at that. Oh, let's go. Side by side.
I don't know if I can bench press. Was that 400 you were benching?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I think that's about what it was.
Well, that's on a machine, but, though. It's a little different than the bar.
Yeah. It was an incline press, but I tore my rotator at a beach accident 10 years ago. So I try to switch between the barbell, the dumbbells, and the press to keep the rotator, you know, in position. But, you know, at your age, doing what you did, I mean, we're about the same, like 10 years apart, maybe 7 years apart, but, it's,
how old are you, Elijah?
It's a miracle. 32.
I'm 51.
Well, everyone says I look like I'm 40, so I'm that's unfortunate, but apparently I look like I'm 40 years old to everybody on the internet.
No,
so
but I mean, look, here's my deal. It just can't always be Israel, cause there's, you
it's
know,
it's not.
Like, hold on, but maybe it is here. Communist China, you know, the globalists, GMO. My whole thing is, why do you think Israel is the zeitgeist right now? Cause it definitely is. The Young Turks are celebrating, MAGA's destroying itself, tearing itself apart. You know, over the Israel thing. And I agree, the U.S., Trump should extricate himself from Israel. Let Israel, who's got all this money and weapons, fend for itself. We should stop being a vassal of Israeli interest.
Yeah, I think that the blackmail and the corruption of the money is so ingrained into our political system that we no longer have a republic. And our government has no interest on a large scale. Some individuals do. Not everyone's corrupted. It's not a universal statement. But like Nixon and other people had warned before, you know, AIPAC and the Israeli lobby have so much power in the United States. And so much, the Zionists have so much corporate control from BlackRock all the way down in corporate, in Hollywood, in media, that this is not an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory that the Jews control the world. If you go read one of their, if you go look at one of their recent conferences, you can watch the clips online. They literally say, you know, we're fighting against anti-Semitism.
We just spent 50 minutes on that. A few other minutes. Yeah. What else? Is there anything else we should worry about? Just that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Saying that is probably the most important issue is removing that control. However, I do believe that we are not winning in terms of the actual gaining ground. We're just winning on the information front, which is why they're trying to do that. Now, what other things do we need to worry about? Yes, people think that I'm paid by China and I'm not. The Chinese government has been investing their money into their infrastructure, creating such a loyalty and nationalism from their people. A, while also building new ships like every single week, including aircraft carriers, while exerting dominance and pressuring countries like Australia who are kowtowing to China. So yes, we have Chinese dominance through trade and a resilient people who we're seeing are being treated better than, you know, their government obviously, there's issues, right? There's homeless people in China because their social credit score is bad. I don't like the system. I'm not sponsoring China. They're just becoming a formidable foe and they have manufacturing power. Also, I think one of the biggest issues other than Zionism and its control in our country is the amount of Indians that are immigrating into Western countries. I don't think all Indians are bad. I think some high caste Indians of the past integrated fairly well, but they're coming into companies like FedEx and they're taking senior positions due to DEI, and then they're firing all the white people and they're replacing them with all Indians with in-group preference. And they're buying up the hotels, they're buying up stores, and they're using the H-1B system to try to turn America into a Hindu Indian country. And they're successfully doing this in Australia, in New Zealand, in England. And everyone talks about Islam. So that's a second one. Then a third one is there's a ton of money right now being interjected into right-wing influencers from a lot of these big groups to try to get the attention on Qatar and on Islam. And I get offered money all the time to this week, like three different times to try to, you know, hit Qatar, hit Islam. And so there is a Hasbara.
Why am I never offered money by anybody? I just sell t-shirts and supplements. I've had some globalists try to hire me to come in, you know, but I've never been like all these offers people get. But I know people get them. But this thing that Qatar has three U.S. military bases, one of the biggest air bases we have in the world. They're allied with Israel. And I hear, like, whenever I, you know, they call Tucker Takari or whatever. Well, what do they call him? They claim he works for...
Tucker Carlson, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's retarded. So it's totally retarded.
Yeah, well... You know, I think in retrospect, so there's all those things happening, but also, like, we're never going to be able to become a brilliant Western republic again or to look for our interests if we don't get back control of our own government and our own country.
No, I want all foreign interests cut off. I'm just saying, so we spend 70, 80, 90, or 100% of the time on Israel. Like, what percentage? We spend now 90%. Is that not enough? So I go 100 or like, you know?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
No, it's a serious question, because I'm happy to expose Israel all day, but I'm seeing about 9% of our patriot energy is now on Israel instead of transgenderism or open borders or, you know, the dollar. My issue is, can we spend half our time on Israel and then the other half on other issues? Because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I think we have to keep focused, like this transgender who wants to murder me. Obviously, I'm focused on other things. I'm going to University of Florida to talk about, you know, freedom of speech.
That is a hottie. You're not going to date him?
Those are some massive knockers, Alex. I don't know what those are, but you know, they call those a biga bahunga woongas in my high school, or they call the bra for those type of shemales over the shoulder boulder holders. And you know, those are some, they also call them bazoongas, depending if you go to game night at a comic.
I'd rather take a bullet in the head than have sex with that thing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Because that person would probably likely put a bullet in your head, rather than sleep with you.
Listen,
they want to kill us.
I appreciate you. We'll have you back up. All right. Harrison Smith's coming up. You're probably about to get 3 hours of Israel. All Israel all the time. Heil Hitler. You're going to get everything you want. I mean, me at a certain point. God, what the hell is this? Look, I'm not even. Everything's gone completely cuckoo. That's all I can tell you. And then I would never think Israel was involved killing Kirk. The Democrats are celebrating his death, and then it's like starting to look bad.
whatever. I can't handle it. Just thanks for your support. I'll continue to try to tell the truth. I'll go wherever it leads me. But at this point, we're living in total, complete cuckoo land. Harrison Smith takes over right now at the InfoWars feed. God bless you all. Remember, today's the last day to get one bottle of ethylene blue and get another free. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on TheAlexJonesStore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.